Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
You know the drill.
I reloaded. Yeah. Back, man. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. You understand what I'm saying? Let me get the music crunk up. Tracks by Tracks Pros, Track Pros, and C-Murd, and Nextel Nails, and myself. All right. Let's get this shit cracking like it. You feel what I mean? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. You feel what I'm saying? I am your host, Blizzum, and you here tuned into the livest internet show that you can find, the most raw, the most uncut. You know what I'm saying? Episode 86. Almost 100 episodes. You feel what I'm saying? I never liked you anyway, you pretty motherfucker.
Yeah!
I'm going to have a little bit of fun tonight. You feel me? I'm going to have a little bit of fun tonight. Now, I want to welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. You rocking with the best of them. You understand what I'm saying? Talk radio, underground music, uncut. Yeah. K100. You dig? Now, once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. Let me go ahead and run down how the show works. This is the talk slash indie music show. It's a talk show format, you feel me? We got people that can call in the lines, giving their opinion about what I'm talking about tonight's subject. I ask them a couple questions, and also spin a little music, okay? Now, for those of y'all that don't know, once again, I am Blizzum. I'm the host of the show. I started the show. I'm the creator of the show, okay? And I have an independent label that I run, Chainless Entertainment. And so this is just another way for me to get my voice out there, get my agenda heard to the people. You understand? Another way I'm testing myself in the market. Besides being an artist and a producer and an engineer, I'm also trying my hand at broadcasting. You feel me? Basically got tired of listening to what other people want me to listen to on the radio. So, why not start my own? Right. You feel what I'm saying? Exactly. So now, here you have it, K100 Internet Radio. Now, with that being said, I want to welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune in to the show. Okay? If you're going to be on the phone lines, make sure you listen to the prompts and hit the number one. And so I can make sure I answer your line. Because if you call into the show and you don't hit the number one on the prompt and let me know that you want to talk to me, I'm going to assume that you just don't have the internet and this is the only way that you can get to the show. And so, therefore, I won't open your line. I'll assume you just want to listen in. That's cool. I love you, too. I love the people who just call in and listen and don't really want to talk. You understand what I'm saying? You still boost up my stats and my numbers, and, you know, you might spread the word and tell somebody else about it. So I got love for you, even if you don't want to holler at me and talk on the air. You know what I'm saying? But just make sure if you want to holler at me about what's going on tonight, you hit the number one. Now, that's the first part, all right? Second part is I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to send their music in to K100 Internet Radio so we can spin it. All right, we only spin independent artists. We all about the unsigned independent artists. We know about that grind. We don't really spin people with big names that's already out there. Simple fact is they got budgets and they got a machine behind them called a label, a big label, at least a major label. And they also have FM radio on their side already, okay? So they got the money to be able to afford the payola, the cake out, the damn radio jocks, and all these program directors and all this other crap. And for those of the artists that don't but still have great music, this is another way for you to get your music heard. All you have to do is send your music in to K100Radio at gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio, K100Radio, that's all one word, @gmail.com. Send it to me and I'll spin it. You understand what I'm saying? Just make sure your music is good, okay? I mean, it doesn't have to sound like you came straight out of Patchwork, a billion-dollar studio or something like that. We understand the independents are on the grind and struggling to get their music heard and get it out here and do the best they can. However, we do have standards around here. We can't play just anything, okay? So if it's totally just so whack to the point, I don't feel like nobody would even stay on my line once I start playing it. Yep. I will in fact flush the shit down the toilet. Not gonna be able to fuck with it. Alright? Now, some people have been asking me to go into like a dig it or dish it format type of stuff when I'm playing a new song. Whenever I play somebody's song for the first time, you feel me, and go into this like dig it or dish it type thing. And I might start doing that, you know, ask people, are you feeling the song once I come back from the break? You understand what I'm saying? I might start doing that. Some of the artists that's been sending my music, they're like, yo, I appreciate the spins, Blizzle Man, but I want to know if people's really feeling the song or whatever, what have you. So, anytime I spin a song for the first time, all right, and I'll let you know if I've been spinning it before, if it's the first time I spin that song, all right, I will, in fact, ask my listening audience, are you feeling that, all right? You know what I'm saying? A little dig of the dish type joint. I will ask you that now, because that's per request from a couple of artists that have already been played a couple of times on here, and it was like, yo, like I said, thanks for the love, man, but we want to know if people feeling it. So, if it's the first time I play a song from now on, I will, in fact, ask anybody that's on the line how you feel about the song. Whatever answer comes out is whatever answer comes out. It doesn't necessarily dictate whether or not I'll play it again. I'm just basically doing it to show love to the artist because, like I said, the artists need as many opinions as they can get from people who are unbiased, somebody outside of their camp. So once again, send your music to k100radio@gmail.com, all right? And from now on, when I'm spinning these artist records, I will, in fact, after I come off the break off the song, I'm going to ask you guys, whoever else is on the line, whoever wants to talk, okay, do you feel the song or not? That's about the only thing I'm gonna be changing on the show. And that's per request of a couple of artists who called in and heard their song being played, and then I went right back to the conversation. They're like, we don't even know if people felt it or not. I felt it. That's why I played it. That's the first thing. You know what I'm saying? But I will ask my listening audience, do you think I should keep running that, or you know, just to help the artist out, okay? So I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start asking you guys what you think about some of the music that I'm playing once I come back from playing it. That's the only thing that I'm changing, all right? Other than that, everything is the same with K100, and you know the rules. You call the people that bullshit, that fake shit, talking about some politically correct shit, some shit you think people should say because you're black or because you're a woman or whatever, I will, in fact, kill you on the air. Not literally, but still. All right? K100 is short for Keep It 100, people. All right, that's what the show is about. Welcome, everybody, that's already jumping on the lines kind of quick. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Make sure you find us on MySpace. Become our friend. Make sure you like our page on Facebook. Hit that thumbs up button. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you're an Apple iTunes user, okay? So you can get the shows fairly quickly and easily, just a click of a button. It's totally free. It's the easiest way to get the show. I, in fact, use that service myself. I just plug my iPod up and just hit sync, and the latest episode is automatically downloaded, and I can listen to it when I'm on the go. So I suggest you do that if you do use the iTunes software. If not, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the actual show page that you go, and you can download the latest episodes from there or listen to them on the computer. And once again, welcome everybody on my phone lines. Now, let's go ahead and get into the motherfucking proceedings this evening. All right? Episode 86. I never liked you anyway, you pretty motherfucker. Yeah! You remember that song? You remember that scene from New Jack City? Where Nino Brown's walking around the table. You know what I'm saying? The Carter's all fucked up. You know what I mean? He mad. You understand what I'm saying? And so, he gets mad at Christopher Williams, which is supposed to be the quote-unquote pretty boy back then. You feel me? And he stabs this nigga in the hand. Yeah! Never liked you anyway, you pretty motherfucker. Now, of course, this show has nothing to do with that movie per se. I just named it that because what I'm talking about is pretty motherfuckers, all right? Attractive people, okay? This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the difference between living life as an attractive person to most, because let me put a disclaimer right here. What some people find attractive, everybody else doesn't find attractive, okay? That is true, but let's just roll with a little bit of common sense for the purposes of this show. Okay, people? Please don't give me a hassle about what you don't think. Listen, I'm just going to go with people that we generally going to say are, you know, quote-unquote beautiful people, stars, people that you hear, you know what I'm saying? People say they're attractive or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going with that. I'm not really naming any specific names or whatever, but we're just going to go with generally attractive people. Women, you can call in and tell me what guy that may be, and I can tell you what I think as far as women, but we're just going to go with attractive people. So let's not get too wrapped up into who's fine and who's not and blah. That's not the fucking point of the show. The point is, If you're an attractive person, you live life in a whole nother world a lot of times, than someone who is unattractive. Now, that's just a simple, sad, ugly truth of the world we live in. And I didn't make it that way. Just like rich people live a totally different life than poor people. That's also unfair. Because I'd like to live in this heavenly utopia, this fake-ass world that people would like to think exists, where that doesn't matter, where money isn't everything, you know, where beautiful people don't get special privileges. But, in fact, I live in the real world. This is the world I'm going to be referring to tonight. In this fantasy world that you're talking about that doesn't exist, all right, some other alternate dimension where this doesn't matter, where looks don't matter at, let me know when you get there, all right? Let me know where that's at. I'd like to visit every now and again so I can catch a flight. Outside of that, we're going to stick to the goddamn script. Let me read the synopsis. Now, it must be a great thing being beautiful. I mean, really. Really, life just seems to be a tad bit easier when you're an attractive person, doesn't it? This is one fact I think can cross gender and race, male or female, black, white, Hispanic, or whatever. When you look good, you get treated different. I know that this is sad and this isn't the way things should be, but hey, this is K100, okay? You ever see someone be super nice to an attractive customer and totally ignore the not-so-attractive one? You ever see that at the show? I mean, at the store? You feel me? You're out somewhere, and, you know, you know, be looking bummy or whatever, and then, you know, some guys, some girls, all up in the face of the attractive customer because they're probably getting their flirt on at the same time they're trying to sell them some shit. You feel me? They don't mind talking to that person even if they ain't going to buy shit. They don't care. They're going to talk to them anyway. They just want to be up in their face because they look good. Whether they're going to buy something or not, don't even really matter. I could have a pocket full of money and be the most unattractive person in the world, and they could be flat broke, but ordinarily, unless they work, even when they're working off commission, which is crazy, they could be working off commission and the motherfucker stay over there with the attractive person. Anyway, they're moving right along. I'll get into all that. You feel me? Now, fellas, don't lie. All right? For some reason, fellas, you are instinctively nicer to the hot chick than you are to the ugly one. It's not, I don't think that this is really just something that you can help. I think this shit is fucking automatic. I think it's just something in you. When you see somebody attractive, it's just how you automatically are. By nature, by default. I think we all kind of hardwired. Even if you're one of them quote-unquote really nice people, you feel me, that don't even live life and, you know, judge people with prejudices and, you know, all the sweet stuff that, you know, you would like to think people would like to be. Even still, it's just something about when you just first see that attractive person, you just kind of want to be nice at first. It's just natural, okay? Now, ladies, I'm pretty sure this goes for y'all. You flirt a little bit harder with that sexy brother than the one that's toe up. Let's just be real, ladies. Let's just keep it wearing it. Fellas, you going to treat an attractive chick, you know, different than you would an ugly chick and vice versa for the ladies. Now, unless the ugly person is in a position of power, like a cop about to write your ass a ticket, you understand what I'm saying? Well, then, that's differently. You feel me? That's differently. But some ladies won't even hang out. I know females who don't even hang out, you feel me, in public, out, you know, go out with a chick unless she looks good, like the quote-unquote rest of the crew. You know, you got a couple of chicks going out, and they all divaed up. They all, like, eight or better. They're not going to go out with a five. They fucking up their whole little look, their whole little step when they come through, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like eight, nine, eight, ten, five. Oh, five. Unless, of course, they need a driver. In that event, she could be fat, black, ugly, fucked up, whatever. It don't matter. She can hang because they need a designated driver. Now, when you see that flock of five and that one that's not looking so hot, 9 times out of 10, she probably driving. Or maybe it's her treat. Who knows? All I'm saying is, that's how it is. I didn't make it this way. Now, moving right along. You feel me? The question of the day, the major question, do you think attractive people have it easier? That's just plainly put. You feel me? Do you think attractive people have it easier in life? Now, please keep it 100 and answer this next question also. Everybody that's on the line, thanks to everybody that's jumping on the line early. 347-934-0966. First question, of course, is do you think attractive people have it easier than unattractive people? And please, we don't want to go back and forth about what is and what is not attractive. You know, just let's just generally speaking, okay? And the next question is, if you keep it 100, do you treat attractive people differently than others? No matter what the venue. Now, of course, another disclaimer. If you're in the club, this is where I will give you a waiver, okay? This is kind of a no-brainer. If you're out in the club, you feel me? I mean, who really going to holler back at the ugly motherfucker? Let's just keep it 100. Let's just be real, okay? We out at the club. You are an attractive person. You looking fly. You understand what I'm saying? The ugly motherfucker might holler at you or want to catch eyes, whatever, but you're not fucking with them. And it's okay if you're in the club. That's the club. That's the nature of the club. That's the scene of the club. It's so fake. It's so flawed. There's a whole bunch of motherfuckers in there putting on. I mean, it's the whole atmosphere is just made to goddamn be, you know, prejudice and, you know, it's made for gold diggers. You feel me? All kinds of bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? So outside of the club, okay, do you treat attractive people differently than others? And I give you a pass if you do it in the club. I'm giving you a pass for that. So we ain't talking about the club because we already know that's just the nature of the business in there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about in line at Walmart or at your job. You feel me? Now, if you consider yourself to be attractive, once again, if you consider yourself to be attractive, and that's your fucking opinion, you're right. I won't bash anybody today. You feel me? If you say you're attractive, tonight we're going to go with that, okay? Do you use it to your advantage? That's the third question. This is the third question, everybody. If you are attractive, do you use it to your advantage? Now, do you think it's all right? Do you think it's right that you might get what the next person won't? Or vice versa? Key question. Or vice versa, which means if you would consider yourself a not-so-attractive person, if you consider yourself not-so-attractive for whatever reason, you feel me? Do you think it's right that you will or won't get what the next person won't or will, switch it around and apply it to yourself simply because of how you look? Now, once again, of course, the variable in all of this shit is money, because we all know money can make you look attractive, especially when it comes to you being a quote-unquote not so good-looking brother, but you got money. A female will absolutely automatically most of the times push that simple fact to the side. Dollar pins. I mean, that's just the nature of being a woman. Now, of course, I know women are going to raise their hand and say, I don't give a damn how much money you got. If he ugly, I can't fuck with him. Uh-huh, yeah, but you'll still let a nigga take you out and kick you out. So, in fact, I will throw you in that class for the purposes of this show. Now, you can get mad and hit the number one and say I'm full of shit because of that. I don't give a damn. That's just the damn nature of this shit. And that's true. Gold digging mother. Okay, anyway. I'm not going to go there tonight. Anyway, I ended out like this. Even as children, this sick, twisted way of thinking has been driven in our head from day one, since we were grade school little bitty kids, okay? All right? That's why Barbie and Ken look good. You feel me? All your quote-unquote action figures and stuff, unless they're the evil villain who is supposed to be ugly and unattractive because they're the evil ones, and the good guys are always nice-looking. You ever seen a fat, ugly doll before? Have you ever bought your kid a fat, ugly doll? I don't even know if they even sell fat, ugly. The only time I seen ugly sell was Garbage Pail Kids. I mean, really. That's it. Exactly. That's my point. All right, so I'm going to get ready to open up the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Thanks to everybody who's already tuned in on the line. You feel me? Make sure you hit the number one now if you got something to add to this topic. All right? I got a couple people on the phone line, but no one's hitting the number one yet. But go ahead and hit the number one, and you'll be the first one I go to. Now, let me go ahead and, as soon as I say that, someone hit it. We'll go to them first. 615, you're on the air. Is this Candy?
Yes, what's up with you?
What's going on, Candy? Thanks for calling back to the show. Now, you had a real good point last night. I know you hung up, but a lot of people actually agree with what you said last night, you know what I'm saying, on the last show. So we'll see what you got to say about this one. Now, of course, I'm going to break it down question by question. I only got four basic questions for everybody. I'm trying to move it right along in case the show gets pretty busy. If not, I'll come back and revisit some more questions. But, of course, the first question is, do you think attractive people have it easier? That's just basically bottom line.
Yes. I remember when I was like probably like 12 or 13, my grandmother raised me, you know what I'm saying? She came to me and she told me, she was like, you're a real pretty girl and you will have it easier. White people will like you more, they'll feel more comfortable approaching you because you're a real pretty girl. And that's true. You know what I'm saying? Why, especially white people, they want to, they're not going to go and talk to somebody that's dark-skinned or ugly, but they feel comfortable with talking to pretty people. And that's everybody, though.
So
and especially people like to look at people that look like them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, except ugly people, right? I'm just saying.
Right.
Which leads me into the next question. Now, do you treat attractive people differently than others when you meet them?
No.
But be honest. You
no.
Not
at all.
Never.
Not at all.
Come on.
See, not
listen.
At all. Not at
not,
all.
Not even a little bit. Not even nothing. Not even nothing. When you first meet somebody it can
not
be the opposite sex. A guy. When you first meet a guy and he's not attractive at all, you don't treat him any differently than a person that you feel like is fine as hell when you first meet him.
First of all, I don't like really, really super fine niggas anyway. You feel what I'm saying? I don't like a pretty ass nigga anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no. This is not about what you deem attractive or whatever. This is about when you see, however you feel they're attractive, whatever turns you on about them. You don't treat them differently than a guy who you just like straight busted, for real, really. No different. You when they approach you to come and talk to you or whatever, for whatever reason, you treat them all the same.
No. Because I'm serious. I'm not really on looks like that. I'm really not on looks. I'm fine enough for both of us, baby. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really on looks. If a nigga can't hold a conversation with me, I don't give a fuck. I don't care how fine he is. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody that's not so attractive, we holding the conversation and we vibing, you know what I'm saying? I like that. I like the communication part. It's not really about looks to me, you know what I'm saying, at all whatsoever, period. It never have been. I even like fat boys, you feel what I'm saying? Right.
Okay,
but
so now then.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well, hey, all you can do is answer honestly. That's how you feel. I mean, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go with everybody, whatever answer people give tonight, I'm going with that. I'm not going to dispute it, you feel me? All
right,
now, So would you consider yourself an attractive person? You're a fairly attractive person. Okay. Now, with that being said, do you ever use it to your advantage?
Yes.
Do you ever use the fact that you know you're an attractive person to your advantage?
Yes. I'm an ex-stripper. I mean, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes.
So,
all the time.
What is the scenarios? Like when do you use it the most? When are you trying to... get some, what's the most times that you basically use your looks to your advantage?
I mean, getting a job, you know what I'm saying? I use it to my advantage when I get a job, you know what I'm saying? Job interview, right?
Right, that's good. I mean, you got to use what you got to get what you want, they say. I guess do you think that's wrong? Do you think that it's wrong? This is the last question, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. People are raising their hand. Welcome to the show, 347-934-0966, and make sure you hit the number 1. Welcome to K100. I'm your host, Blizzard. I'm on the line with Candy, okay? Now, Candy just said, for everybody who just jumped on, because about five more people just jumped on, okay? She said that she doesn't treat anybody any different. She don't care what they look like. When she first meet them, guy or whatever, she just doesn't treat, she treats them all the same, and that's cool. If that's true, I respect it. Now we're asking her. She said that she's a fairly attractive woman, and she uses it to her advantage. Now, do you think that it's fair? Say, for instance, I'm going to give you a scenario, and everybody else is going to get the same question. Say, for instance, you come to you're out there waiting to get a job interview or whatever, you feel me? And you sit down, and you're out here conversating with another person, an applicant who's not so attractive, what you would deem not to be so attractive, obviously knows more about whatever it is you both are going in here to apply for. You go in, come out, you get the job, she does it. Do you feel that that's right?
Yes.
You feel that's right? You wait a minute.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
It is kind of right, because I'm going to tell you like this. Let me explain to you, especially if you work in customer service, anything that, I mean, if we in the warehouse, then you know what I'm saying, hey, ain't nobody going to see you. But if you, in my profession, if you working at a doctor's office, you know what I'm saying? They're going to want somebody attractive. They're going to want somebody because people don't respond to ugly people. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. I see now you contradicting yourself. Do you respond to ugly people?
I'm talking about everybody else. I'm not talking about myself. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about everybody else. You feel what I'm saying? The world. Don't respond to people, you know what I'm saying, that's not attractive. You feel what I'm saying? And I work in a doctor's office, and I know my looks got me very far. I didn't even go to school for it. You feel what I'm saying? But I went in there and got the job. You feel what I'm saying?
And you think that was because of your looks?
Right. 9 times out of 10, yes. It was a man interviewing me. It was a man doctor. Yes. I'm going to tell you, yes. You feel what I'm saying? He could have called any college around here and got a student to come in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I went in there with my pretty little face on, my pretty little attitude, you know what I'm saying, put it on thick for him, flirted a little bit. You know how we do it.
Right. Well,
right.
Well, we have somebody who absolutely kept it real on the phone. You feel what I'm saying? Now, to be determined, but I believe you. I'm taking your word for it that you, in fact, treat everybody the same, no matter what.
Right.
That's a rare commodity. I don't meet many people. I'm not even gonna lie. 267, you online next. 850-527, you up next. Welcome everybody that's tuned into the show. My lines are getting kind of filled up. 347-934-0966. Please hit the number 1 if you want to holler at me. You're on the show with K100. I'm your host, Blizzon. We're talking to Candy. Once again, Candy says that it's okay that she gets the job over the more qualified female because she looked good, and she's all right with that. She think that's fair. It's basically what Candy just said.
Right.
Okay.
But it ain't going to be nobody overqualified to me anyway, but I'm just saying if it just happened that way. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that is what it is. That's life, huh?
It is what it is. It's life. You know what I'm saying? They need to get their looks up.
Well, I mean, you can't. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Have plastic surgery? You are who you are.
But, you know, I got a friend.
I mean, besides being overweight, you lose weight. You can always lose weight, but you can't be. I mean, you born.
Right. Let me tell you something. No, I got a friend that I went to high school with. The bitch was ugly. You understand what I'm saying? But the bitch carried herself so well. You understand what I'm saying? She pulling the finest niggas. You feel me? Because how she carried herself. It ain't about how you look. It's about how you carry yourself. You feel what I'm saying? You can be the fattest bitch, but if you dress jazzy, you keep yourself up, you keep your hair done, your nails done, and you just keep yourself up, you're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be all right. But you still will never be out to actually attract the person. No. No.
I'm going to tell you, my friend, she was ugly, but the bitch pulled them, and she pulled finest niggas because she carried herself well. And, if, you know what I'm saying, that's what fucks up most people that are not attractive.
But what I'm saying is
that they self-esteem is so low, you know what I'm saying? So
that's cool, but even if she carry herself up and jazz herself, whatever, she can do all that. But when the next motherfucker that actually fine, jazz herself up, and do all that, she fucked up. She done got her. It's a wrap.
No.
If she come in there looking fine as a motherfucker,
and
somebody attractive look like a bum, that's different. I'm talking about when they're both on the same level of, you know, dress and attitude. You feel me? Their whole confidence is everything. It's just the fact that one is attractive and one is not. When you pick those two people together, the attractive person is going to win every time. Every time.
Right. You true. That's true.
All right. Okay. I got a couple of people raising their hand. I got about 5 people raising their hand, so I got to move along. Don't hang up. Please stay on the line if you can. You feel me? If somebody says something, you can always interject if you can. Stay on as long as you can, all right?
Okay.
All right. So we got one person who says they think that shit is totally fucking okay, the fact that they got them come through and they got the job interview, and they got the job over the next person. They don't give a damn about that shit. That's real. 27243, you're on the air. Holla at your boy, Blizzon.
Yo, what's the deal? It's your boy, I'm Dot B.
What's up, M. Dot? Where you been, man?
Yo, man, I've been doing everything, man.
All
right. I've been real busy. I can't call the show for a couple of weeks, but I'm back. I'm here. I'm listening
to
some joints.
You been in the lab cooking out some joints?
Oh, I just made a new song today.
Right. Oh, the one I listened to, right?
Yeah, the joint. I'm so cold. Yeah.
Yeah, that joint.
Hot.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so MP3 me that one. That was pretty hot. I liked it. I run it on the show. Just MP3 it to me.
All
probably
right,
not tonight.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah. You know, I can't do it while I'm doing the show. That's just too difficult, but I will get to it. Now, let's go ahead and jump into this shit. All right? Episode 80, motherfucking 6. I never liked you anyway, you pretty motherfucker. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about attractive motherfuckers, okay? We're talking about people who look good. All right? Now, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You feel me? I'm pretty sure you heard the synopsis. I don't know if you did. But basically, essentially, we live in a world where it's easier, I say, attractive people have life easier than people who are unattractive. It's fucked up. I didn't make it that way, but it is what it is. And if you want to dispute that, we can. You come in here and try to argue with me about, you know, as long as you work hard and do blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's true. But if you work hard and the motherfucker right next to you work kind of hard, but they look 10 times better than you, you're going to have a problem at that job interview. Candy just proved the point. She got the job. And she said she could have been a whole bunch of people that could have did it. Now, we're going to go ahead and ask you the very first question, bro. Do you think attractive people have it easier in life? That's the first basic question.
Hell yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because, like, I know how I would treat an attractive person. Like, I'd be willing to, you know, spend a couple of hours on having a good time with her. You know what I'm saying? Opposed to an ugly chick, I'd be like, all right, well, you just, I mean, you know what I mean? But,
ain't nothing to say to her. Niggas don't even have conversation for the ugly chick. I can't even come up with nothing to say.
I'm going to work dollars. I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we can go out to lunch. We can go out to this. We can do that. I'm going to approach her with dollars. I'm not going to approach her with dollars.
Okay. So you So what you're saying is a guy, you're going to be willing to cake out a little bit more for the attractive chick is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's also true. Fellas, whenever you answer the phone, we're going to ask you that specific question. Now, so of course, you actually already answered the second one. The second question is, do you treat attractive people differently than others? And of course,
you must have been on my Facebook in the week or so. I just had a status about the same shit you talk about. Like, I was just talking about how good you would treat a good-looking John over an ugly John.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I know this is a fact.
But see,
Candy just said, that's why I'm having the show, because Candy just said she don't give a damn. She don't really give a shit. Even though she considers herself attractive, she treats everybody the same. You feel what I'm saying? But I put her in the 5% of the population who actually does that, if that's an actual fact that she actually does that. And if it is, that's good. I give a big up and talk for that. But the other 95%
of us,
goddamn it, it's a natural reaction. It's just how people are. You feel what I'm saying? Now,
yeah.
Let me go into the next question, because I got a couple people are raising their hand. And my lines are filling up. I guess everybody got something to say about this one tonight. So I'm going to try and move right along. Now, well, I don't know. Would you consider yourself to be an attractive brother, whatever? You ever had chicks call you ugly or anything like that?
Yeah, right. I'm very attractive. You know what I'm saying? I get to see those.
Like, yeah. Okay, now, do you think it's right? Do you think it's right that you might get what the next one wants just simply because of your look? Do you think that is fair? Or will you at least admit that that's not fair, but it is what it is? Do you think that that's right? Do you think, well, hell, I was born this way, so it should be that way. Hell, it's not my fault I was born this way, but, you know.
No, because you got to understand, like, this is the world where the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. So if you either rich, you poor. And it's like, I don't feel sorry. Like, you success is a choice. You know what I'm saying? So...
But people can't choose what they look like. People can choose to be fat or thin because they
can be ugly, but you can dress good and that can make you look 10 times better than the way you look right now just because of the way you dress, because you're into fashion. And like, an ugly person can, if they do it right, they can look good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I've seen people, I'm not one of those people who feel like, I feel like you can look better if you bust it, but not really technically look good. That's just my honest opinion. You can dress up, you feel me? You can dress a pig up, but it's still a pig. You feel what I'm saying? So that's awesome. If you're just not attractive to me, I don't give a shit what you got on. You're just not attractive to me. It's superstars out here right now that people think are so hot and fly or whatever. And I'm like, that motherfucker is ugly. I don't know how the fuck that bitch got on, but I know she ain't fucking ugly. I don't know why she even a model. You know what I'm saying? This people like Tyra Banks. I think Tyra Banks is ugly. I don't give a shit. And she was a fucking supermodel. And that bitch is ugly to me. Her forehead is big. Her eyes are big. I don't like that. I've never thought she was, quote-unquote, attractive. I thought she was a good model because when they stick you in that motherfucking Photoshop your ass and pose you just right with the wind blowing and your hair perfect, yeah, she can model some shit and make you want to buy it. But that bitch ain't never been pretty to me. She ain't never been attractive, ever. You feel me? And that's nothing will change my mind.
That's
she a bad fucker. I don't care. I'll tell that bitch she ugly. Her face, I feel like that. I don't think Tyra Banks is attractive. I never have found her attractive. That's just my opinion. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? All right, so before I go to the next call, and I got a couple people ready, so I got to jump. All right, before I go, though, so you said that you think that it's right, you think that it's fair. Since you said that you feel like you're an attractive person, when's the last time, how do you use that to your advantage the most?
Well, being a good-looking brother, you know, you can approach anybody, you know what I'm saying? So basically, like, if I see something, I don't look at her like if she's real bad, I don't look at her like, oh, damn, I might not be able to get her. I'm like, damn, I can add her onto the list. You know what I'm saying? So I just be like, I'm more, I can't think of the word, but I'm
what,
more
confident?
Like.
Confident?
Like, confident is a word, but it's not that word. But basically, I come at a lot more females, which is pretty much the same term I'm trying to use, but
okay.
I come at a lot of jumps because not because I know I can get them. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you're not fucking with me, then you missing out. You know what I'm saying? And when you got that mentality, like, you don't think rejection is so bad. Like, if a bitch tell you no, you're like, all
right,
well, fuck it, you missing out. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the way I look at it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So my confidence is up.
Okay.
But
all right.
What was you saying?
That was it. That was the last question. You answered it. You pretty much answered it.
Yeah, but basically, like, since my confidence up, I act like my confidence is up. Like, and I basically I do me. I can
right.
be an asshole. I can be an asshole.
Right.
But I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm down to earth. And basically how, like, if I like the way you look, I'm going to come at you.
Right.
That's just basically how it is. It's not like, it's not a category. Like, it is category because it's like, it's people who I won't come at. But it's hard to explain why I won't come at.
Because they're ugly. Because they're ugly, dog. Don't fudge.
Yeah, because
they're ugly.
You
don't like
good.
How they look. You don't
if
like
you
how they look.
If you want to say something to you, like,
right.
whether we in the store and
you say what
getting, it is. Whatever you get, and I'm going to say, oh, yeah, can I buy that for you? Or can I say some fly shit. Put it like that.
Right.
I just say some fly shit. You know what I'm saying? Make you smile. And then I keep going in from there. From there, I just keep talk about how cute you are, how I want to be with you.
Right.
And that works for me.
All right.
You know
well, let me go on. That's what's up. But let me go on to the next one. So we got one person who basically said basically what I feel like the way people are in life. All right. Stay on the line if you can, homie. All right.
All right, bro.
All right. We're going to the 850-850-527. You on next. And then 678, I think that's Key. Then I see Shay on the line. Another one from 215. We'll get to everybody, okay? Right now, 850-527. You on deck. What's popping?
What's up, Liz? Key Lewis. I had a call in.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in to the show, homie. All right, back-to-back fellas. Now.
Two disclaimers real quick, though.
Say what now?
Hey, I got two disclaimers. I ain't mad at Miss Candy if she looked good enough for both of them first. I ain't mad at her. And you're going to have somebody call me and talk crazy tonight, so I'm just telling you, get ready.
Right, I'm pretty sure I will. You feel what I'm saying? I know. Now, let me go ahead and ask you basically the first basic question. All right? Which is, in fact, do you feel like attractive people have it easier in life in general?
Honestly, from my experience, it depends on the situation. But in general, yeah. But it depends on the situation, though.
What do you mean?
I think Candy was talking about earlier that she actually got the job.
Uh-huh.
My career path, what I have, just because you look nice, that don't necessarily mean you're going to get the job. Cause you can't perform.
Right.
And they're not going to hire you just because you're cute.
Right.
If we need somebody to write this code and get this product out so we can push it out so our developers can go ahead and launch our product.
Can you talk up a little bit? Hey, can you talk up a little bit?
Yeah, you hear me now?
Go ahead. What now?
Yeah, but in my job function, if you can't write code, you just can't write code.
Uh-huh.
So that's just what it is. If you can't program, you can't program. Okay, how good you look. Now, I do help if you a nerdy chick and you know how to program and you look nice, that's a plus. But if you look nice and you can't do anything, you're not going to get a job.
Okay. So you're saying basically that all depends on the scenario. You feel me? But I was
right.
really asking, but in general, just in general, before you even get to your career.
In general, in general terms, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, I understand. Now, moving on to the second question real quick. Okay, do you treat attractive people differently than people, the other people, when you first meet them? Is there a difference for you? You know what I'm saying? Now, be honest. Got to keep it one.
No, I don't.
Not even a little bit. Everybody on the line. When I ask you that damn question, I want you to think about every scenario you possibly can. And you can answer the question yes or no definitively, or you can say depend on the situation like you answered the first one. Be honest.
Right.
Be honest. You feel me?
That's what I'm saying.
No, at all.
True story. Real quick story. I'm going to tell you why I say no and what caused me to change that.
Okay,
I have a female friend of mine. We were going to date. I was going to take her out. When I was in college, professors and everybody telling me she's pretty, really, really pretty dark-skinned girl, just like the girl Candy said earlier. If you're a pretty black girl, especially if you're a pretty dark-skinned girl, it's a wrap. You just got it. People are going to just bow down to you, whatever. Okay. Like I said, long story short, took her out. She had an issue with, I didn't think she would ask me if she could ride with me to save gas. And I was going to offer her to ride anyway. Basically, I was kind of taken back that she would even ask me because, I'm used to chicks that kind of sort of look like her acting sort of dainty or whatever. So I was like, I didn't answer her right away because I was taken aback. And then she just started going off because if I didn't want her to ride in my car, I just said no. And I was like, it wasn't even like that. She just kept going on and off. And I said, fine, get in your raggedy car. Mind you, her car is newer than mine, later model than mine, and my car had this and everything. She got me. So we ended up going to Outback. She just kept holding her head down or whatever, talking about never been spoken to like that or whatever. I said, okay. If I didn't think you was cool enough to hang out with us, I wouldn't have invited you out. We went on a double date to make her feel comfortable. I said, by the way, since I'm paying, you might want to enjoy yourself because this will be the last night we're going out. So that was it.
And you said that,
Adam.
That point changed for me. So just from that scenario, that little random situation, now all of a sudden you treat everybody the same.
Yeah, man. That just did it for me.
Okay. All right. Hey. I'm not judging. I mean, maybe you are telling the truth, just like Candy said. Maybe y'all are the type of people who just, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna fucking lie. Let me goddamn make sure everybody gets this shit. Right now. I treat motherfuckers that look good differently. I don't give a shit about what people say, right or wrong. Yes, I will say, I put a disclaimer on that. It does depend on the situation. You feel what I'm saying? It does depend on the situation, but I got to be honest. When I see an attractive woman, you feel me, or whatever, I may go that extra step or whatever to, I don't know, help or talk or strike up a conversation. You feel me? I'm not an asshole in general, so it's kind of hard for me to say I treat them better because I'm generally not an asshole unless you piss me off. I'm just an all-around pretty cool, nice person. I'm pleasant to everybody. So I wouldn't say that in that instance. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not the kind of guy who will hold the door for the fine chick but let the goddamn ugly chick let the door slam in her face. I still hold the door for her, too. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm not that guy, but I'm not going to sit on this fucking show because it's fucking K100, and I would not allow myself to kill myself and say that I don't actually treat attractive women a little different than I treat women who I'm not attracted to. I don't even see how people can actually do it and say it with a fucking straight face. I really don't. I can't understand.
I tried to go in because she was my label. She was fine, and I tried. But she just kept trying to go in because I didn't treat her like, I guess, the other guys used to treat her from who she used to date or whatever. And then it's just like, hey, this chick
really good. That's just a stuck-up bitch, man. I mean, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what if she was stuck up and they changed it for me, though?
Huh?
Whether she was stuck up or not, they changed it for me, though.
So now, all of a sudden, you just overlooked the fact that this other person, from that point on, you're literally telling me, you just completely overlooked the fact that somebody is just busted when you meet them. Really.
I mean, if they bust it, they bust it, but I'm not going to treat them any different, though, than the virus did.
Okay. All right. Hey, maybe you people are just better people than me. I don't know. Maybe that could be simply it. Maybe I'm a bit of an asshole and I didn't know it. I just think I'm a realist. You feel what I'm saying? I don't treat people that's unattractive bad. I just don't treat them. I may go an extra mile or extra step that I will for the attractive person that I want for the other one. I got more to say to the attractive person depending on what's going down. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm just keeping it real. That's just me.
I absolutely
100% believe attractive people have it easier in life. I don't give a shit what nobody say. You feel me? You know what I mean? I mean, it depends. You know, I mean, it didn't work out too good for Lindsay Lohan. You know, being pretty didn't save her ass from going to jail. But I'm just saying, look, you know, you got scenarios like that right there where she, you know, you just got to give even-handed justice. But, I mean, come on, man. I mean, really? Not even a little bit? Okay, T. Lewis. All right. Well, I'm getting ready to move on to the next person, but I got to ask you the one last question, and I'm going to go down, and I got like four people with their hands raised. All right.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself to be attractive or whatever? You feel what I'm saying? You know, and if you do you think that it's right that you, even if it ain't you doing it, do you think it's right that you might get treated better or differently from somebody that's attractive or not? You know what I'm saying? Now, Candy says she don't treat people differently. Candy says she don't treat people differently at all. But at the end of the day, she know that she get treated differently, and she think that shit is totally fair. I don't understand how that can just be both. She think that's fair. She don't treat people differently herself. What about that? What do you?
I think I'm an attractive person. I get it from my mom. I can't help it. But now, as far as if I get treated differently because of my look, or somebody else gets treated better than me or differently than me because of their look, I'm not going to necessarily say it's fair, but, I mean, you can't help genetics. That is what it is. That is what it is. Michael Jordan was better than everybody else on the court. Can't help that. So.
Well, so you think it's all right. Nothing's wrong with that. You think that's just the cards. That's just people playing the cards they was dealt.
It's just the cards they dealt. I mean, if you smart, you play that up. If you funny, you play that up. If you look nice, you play that up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you play what you got.
Okay. I'm just asking the people. I want the people to tell the people. All right? No, it's okay. Okay. All right. It's funny how both people who said that they don't treat people differently, but they pretty much gave the green light for other people to be treated differently because it is what it is.
I mean, because if somebody thinks they look better than you, they're going to treat them different from you, and ain't nothing you can help that. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. Like I said, I don't think it's fair, but, I mean, it is what it is. That's just genetic.
Okay.
It is going to happen.
All right. I know it's genetics. I know it's going to happen. Just like I know you're going to treat a motherfucker that look good different than the motherfucker that's ugly. You ain't goddamn Candy. Give a shit what y'all say. But for the purposes of the show, I will accept your answer. Kudos to you. Kudos to her. I'm going to the next caller. Stay on the line, homie.
Yeah, ma'am.
All right. Up next, Key was in line next. What's poppin', Key?
Nothing much.
What's going on? Now, you hear the scenarios. You hear what's going on. You hear the questions. All right? You know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and dive into it because I got these people on the line, and I got to spin some music tonight, okay? So, do you think that attractive people have it easier in life in general?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good. We're on the right path. We're keeping it 100 right now. Let's see how far you make it. See if you cave under pressure. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if you cave under pressure. Now, keep it 100. Do you treat attractive people differently than others? No matter what the venue is, do you treat attractive people differently than others?
I don't think I do.
Outside the club, I gave everybody who just tuned into the show. Hold on a second. Your phone breaking up real bad. But let me tell everybody. First of all, I said the club is not part of this conversation because in the club we all know the normal. That's not the normal world. That's the fantasy world. That's the bullshit world. That's where everybody put on and act and do a whole bunch of other fake ass flaw shit. And so it's okay for you to be fake flaw and thank you all that and blah, blah, all that bullshit in the club. I'm not talking about the club. We're talking about outside the club. Now you just said that you treat everybody the same, right?
Yeah, but I have my own reason for doing it because when I was growing up, people used to, like, pick on me, talk about how dark I was and how big my eyes were and that type of thing. So you know, I try not to treat people different.
Mm-hmm. That's because you felt what? So were you an ugly duckling? Do you felt like you were picked on and called ugly and blah blah when you're younger? Now, do you feel like you're an attractive person now? Feel like you're hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Feel like you're hot? Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. So since you know what it's like, you feel me? You know what it's like to be picked on and blah blah and all that. Is that what made you quote unquote try to treat everybody the same? Do you really do it, honestly?
I do, really, because my whole thing about looks is looks can change. Like, you can be pretty one day and your ass get in a car accident and you be looking fucked up and you be looking like that same person that you was treating different, you know, and then now the shoe's on the other foot and you don't like it so much. So, you know, I think karma is a fool. So you should treat people the way you want to be treated, no matter what they look like.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, like I said, I admitted that I treat them differently. I do not treat people that I don't find attractive bad. I don't treat anybody bad unless given a reason to. You feel me? But I will say that I will, I guess, pay more attention to, try to strike up a conversation with, or, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to who I'm going to talk to or approach, as far as, like, trying to holler at or date or whatever you want
to
call
now,
it.
When you're trying to holler at somebody, of course you're going to find, you're going to talk, you know, treat the person that you deem to be attractive differently because you're trying to holler at them.
Well, that's the answer to
my
question.
When you say treat them different, I'm saying, like, in general, like, if they in the line at the store, if you at the doctor's office, you know, and they strike up a conversation and you don't want to talk to them because they're ugly, and then you got the cute one on there over there, and you're like, yeah, I'll talk to them instead. I'm thinking about that type of thing. I'm not talking about when you're trying to, you know, have some type of relationship with them.
Okay. All right. But did you know that does kind of count, though? Yeah, basically counts for that. Because outside of the club, even if they're not in the club, if you had, like I said, at the Walmart line, when the ugly guy walks up to you and tries to holler.
I still carry on the conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
But you're not gonna realistically, you don't really give him the same consideration as you would with the other person that you felt was attractive to you. You will give that person the same consideration? This ain't at the club. You at Walmart.
If you're talking about trying to holler at somebody, that's a totally different situation.
But you still treat them differently. You still treating them differently, though.
I give them the same consideration. That don't mean I'm a hot. Yeah, I consider. We'll talk while I'm standing there.
Nah, that's just being. Listen. That's what I just said that I do.
But I'm just being a nice person.
I'm not going to walk off in mid-conversation because they're not attractive. I'm going to sit there and listen to them and give them the conversation and give them the time of day. But realistically, I know it's not going anywhere because they're not attractive.
In the same token, I've been in public and talked to guys that were attractive and didn't get on my number either. So, you know, it's like, it depends on what type of mood I'm in. I might not want to talk to you no matter what you look like. I just might not feel like it that day. So, either way.
But you're still dancing around the actual point. Now, the actual point is, the ugly motherfucker comes up to you, T, tries to holler at you, even if you be a nice person and kind of give him the little conversation, you know, you're not going to really call that motherfucker back because he's just not attractive.
But like I said, there's some attractive dudes that I don't call back. So, it just depends.
Okay. All right. So now, you said that you consider yourself fairly attractive, okay? All right. Now, when you take that into consideration, do you use it to your advantage? Do you ever use your looks to your advantage? You do?
Yes, of course.
You think that's wrong?
No.
Why not?
Why would it be wrong? Just like T. Lewis said, if you use your assets to your advantage, no matter what they may be, you know what I'm saying? People rich use their money to their advantage. People that's intelligent use that. I just happen to be both. I happen to be smart and attractive. So I use both on my advantage.
Okay. So then if you know for a fact, like I'm going to give you the scenario just like I gave Candy. If you going out, you and a chick that's not as attractive as you, go out, apply for the job, say y'all had a conversation, and you just actually have a conversation, you realize that she's actually more qualified than you. You both go in there, come out, you get the job, she don't. You feel me? And it's obvious that the guy or whatever person in there is all up in your face, whatever, flirt with you, whatever. Do you feel like that's fair? Do you feel like that was a fair shake?
I don't think that's fair at all.
You don't think that's fair? But you do use your looks to your advantage, but you don't think that's fair?
Like I said, if I go apply for a job, I'm also qualified for it. So if my looks give me an added advantage, you know, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm not dumb. You know, I have I have intelligence as well as looks. So I feel like even if I got the looks because of my job, I'm still qualified. I mean, get the job because of my looks, I'm still qualified to do the job. But I don't think it's fair, you know, say we equally qualified and they hire me because I look better. I mean, I don't think it's fair, but that's life. I don't think it's fair.
That's right. That's the world
we live. I think it's shallow, too, but if we're equally qualified, hey,
but I gave you, well, even if you are, but I gave a scenario as if, you know what I'm saying, you wasn't. And some people, you know what I mean, even if you, you know, people, that's what I'm saying. In the world we live in, you ain't got to be as qualified as the ugly person, and you might get the job. And that's
yeah,
just the way the world
is. I still don't think it's fair. I still don't think it's fair. But it happens.
Right.
I don't think it's fair, though.
Right. Okay. Well, what about your kids? Let me ask you this. I know you got kids. Would you buy your child an ugly baby doll? Just asking them. Just a random question. I didn't ask anybody else that. Would you buy your child an ugly baby doll?
I mean, do they make ugly baby dolls?
That's my question. I've never really seen one.
Yeah,
but
I've seen some that I thought was pretty ugly, but, I mean, I just let them play with that.
Uh-huh.
It's a doll. I'm like, if that's what they like, if that's what they want, they'll get it.
I'm just wondering. I just asked you that because I know you got a young kid.
Yeah.
But you know you're not going to buy no ugly baby doll. You know that, right?
I mean, she likes it, but
If it's a gift and you got to go pick it out without her around, you're not buying the ugly baby doll. You're going to buy the pretty baby doll,
no,
right?
No, they don't really make no ugly baby dolls.
Well, maybe they
like
do.
Said,
but if
they
did,
really
if you see it, when you pick up a baby doll and look at it, don't you say, damn, that baby doll ugly, and put it back. Because
guess,
you want her to
yeah.
play with the pretty one, right?
Yeah, I guess. Okay,
right. So. It's okay.
My kids don't have a lot of dogs. I'm looking at her toys and I'm like, I don't see a lot of dogs.
You missed the point.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you don't want to, I mean, really.
I'm just asking, I just want people to understand that this is the way we've been trained since childhood. It's not really our fault. My whole point, everybody, listen, everybody. My whole point that I made with that scenario that I just asked Key is to show y'all that it's really, it doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily make you shallow, I don't think. I don't think it makes you shallow at all because this is the damn world we live in, okay? Attractive sales, all right? Attractive sales, people want to see attractive. They like attractive more. They want to be around attractive. They gravitate to attractive. So depending on what you're talking about, absolutely attractive has everything to do with it.
Okay, and I still think it's shallow if that's your main focus. I still think it's shallow regardless.
Well, nobody said it's got to be your main, but it's got to be a focus. It's going to be a focus.
I understand it's a focus, but I still think it's shallow as a whole that we don't base so many things on appearances. I still think it is shallow.
Hmm. Okay.
And not because I'm ugly, I just think because it's shallow.
All right. Well, maybe so. I don't think I'm shallow. Maybe,
yeah, maybe you
shallow.
Are.
Maybe I am.
Maybe you are.
Maybe I should match myself to being shallow. Maybe so. But I don't feel like I'm shallow. I feel like I'm just living in the world. I'm living in the real world. This earth, this globe that's spinning around, it's flying around this sun.
It is the real world, but that still does not make it any less shallow. It's the real world, but it's still,
okay.
Like I said, it's still shallow.
All right. I'm going to go to the next caller. Stay on the line, please.
All right.
Shay's up next. Shay's in line. All right, Shay, what's popping?
Hey, what's happening with you?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show.
No.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune in to the show. You're rocking with K100 Internet Radio. You understand what I'm saying? Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. All right. Thanks everybody for tuning in. You feel me? I want to just remind everybody who's tuning in for the first time. You understand that if you missed the first half of the show or you can't, you know, if you didn't know that you can actually catch the replay of the show and everything, you know what I'm saying, on the podcast and iTunes. And make sure you be our friend on MySpace and make sure you go to the Facebook page and like it, okay? I've seen a couple of new numbers that I don't think I've ever seen before, a couple of little different area codes. Make sure also if you want to actually talk that you hit the number 1 on the keypad. Okay, so I know that you actually want to, you know, holler at me about what's going on, all right? If not, I'll assume that you just want to listen to the show from your phone, and I'll go ahead and just, you know, let you just stay on the line and won't come to your line. So make sure if you do actually want to talk to me and answer some questions like all the rest of my callers, you, in fact, hit the number 1, all right? So, Shay, right along.
Yeah.
I never liked you anyway, you pretty motherfucker.
Yeah.
Episode 86. That's where we're at. We're 1 hour deep into the show, getting ready to go into some music. Okay. But, Shay, you know how this works, all right? The first question.
Yeah.
Do you think attractive people have it easier in life?
I do.
You do?
I do. I really do think that.
You know, well, you taught this from day one. Is this
you know what?
How you felt your whole life?
Used to tell me, she would say, girl, you know, your looks ain't going to get you nowhere in life. You're going to have brains and this and the other. And so, you know, she told me that early on, like, okay, yeah, you cute, but, you know, don't just rely on your cuteness. So I learned not to just rely on my cuteness. Like, you know, I had a good head on my shoulders, always try to treat people right, smile at people, say please and thank you, you know, just be a good person.
Okay. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. No, there's nothing. But you do will admit that they do have it easier, right?
Yeah.
Fair or not, they do.
Myself. Yeah.
Okay. Now let me ask you this, and I want you to be 100. Okay. This is the question of the day. Do you treat attractive people differently?
Now see, that's a two-part question because it all depends on what you say is attractive. I mean, yes, of course, you got your obvious physical attractiveness. But, you know, just because somebody doesn't look as appealing on the outside doesn't make them an unattractive person. I always try to see the good in everybody.
Okay.
You know, initially. But, you know, in essence, like that person that's smiling and friendly and looks well put together, yeah, you're going to approach them a little bit differently. You're going to be more inclined to smile back at them versus somebody who's, like, frowning and looking like they're having a bad day or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, in that respect, yeah, I do treat them a little differently because I tend to conversate more with them. I mean, versus like when I see people, you know, passing, you say, hey, what's up, whatever, you wave. But, you know, when somebody mean mugs you or don't smile back or just looking all evil, you're not trying to carry on a conversation or continue to talk to them.
Okay. Well, I'm not even talking about like if they mugging or anything like that. You feel me? I'm just talking about straight up, you know, and this is when it comes down, to what's really attractive or whatever. I'm basically asking you the question based on what you deem attractive, because everybody finds everything, everybody's a version of attractive is different. You feel what I'm saying? So this is just asking you, when it comes down to you, what do you feel attractive? When you look at somebody, okay, they're attractive, they're not attractive. You feel me? Do you treat them differently?
Well, the people that aren't as approachable or don't look as approachable don't get as much of my attention. I'll say that.
Okay.
Right.
So approachable, I'm just wanting to stick it to just not if they look approachable. Just assume they look approachable, but they are attractive or not. That's the basic question. Doesn't matter I'm not talking about if they look like they're having a bad day. I don't care about that. I'm talking about you just see this person and they look, and you just see what they look like. Period. Point blank.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you an example. I was in the store the other day, right? And these dudes walked through the aisle or whatever. Not somebody that I would have normally just stopped and talked to or whatever, but dude, you know, stopped me, wanted to, you know, talk or whatever. Okay, he wasn't what I would consider, like, ultra attractive, so I could have, like, brushed him off. But, no, I carried on a brief conversation because he is a human being. He was being nice, and he wasn't being out of the way. You know, people can't help the way they look, you know, and people can't help whether or not you are attracted to what they look like. But it's nice to just be polite to people. So I politely carried on a brief conversation and then excused myself and went on about my business. Now, did I treat him differently? Yeah, because if he had been, you know, attractive or somebody that I wanted to see again, I may have carried on a little bit longer conversation or offered a phone number or something like that. So I guess in certain situations, yeah, I do treat people who I deem more attractive a little bit differently. That's not to say that I think some people are necessarily ugly, just that some are more attractive than others.
Mm-hmm. Just pulling teeth to get you motherfuckers to admit this shit. Damn it, man. Nobody really wants to say this shit.
It's not a question.
I already had two people who say, you know, well, actually three people who just claim they just don't do it. I know. You basically answered the question like most people really feel, except you tried to sugarcoat it, and that's good. Kudos for that. But at the end of the day, you like me, and 90% of this population on this planet, we treat people differently when they're not attractive. It's not, and once again, my argument with anybody, thanks everybody for tuning into the show, 347-934-0966. Please hit the number one if you want to talk to me on your keypad. You feel what I'm saying? But my whole point is, I'm not saying that. What's so bad about that? I mean, it's
subconscious, like, human nature. We can't help
right.
it.
I don't understand why people feel like it's just so bad if you do that. Now, I ain't saying I'm not saying it gives you a right to be an asshole to people who are not attractive, and that's not what I do. But I will not sit here and play, like, when I see an attractive person, like, I don't give them that little extra attention, that little extra whatever you want to call it. I don't know whether you want to designate it as or whatever, but I'm going to do that when the female is attracted to me, I'm going to do that. And that's a natural reaction. I don't think there's nothing so wrong with it. You feel what I'm saying? But it's like when you try to get people to openly admit that, it would be like openly admitting to some sort of flaw or some sort of being shallow, like he said. You feel me? And I totally don't think that that's shallow at all. I think that that's just the way people are. You know, that's just the way we built. That's just, like I said, nobody goes and buys their kid the ugly baby doll. They don't even make ugly baby dolls. Like she said, Well, okay.
I mean,
did you buy it for somebody?
Because that's what she had asked for. But I was like, why you want that one? But I didn't say why you want the ugly one. I was thinking it, but that's what she asked for, so that's what I bought.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to persuade her to get the other one.
Because it was attractive. Okay, let me go ahead and move on to the next question. Let
you
me move on.
Ugly dolls with the heads and just the heads and no body, you know. I was like, why you want that one?
Well, no, even if it's just the head thing, like, you know, my
they
daughter
have
has
computer ones with the head.
My daughter has one of those. My daughter has one, but I mean, I assume that when it comes to little girls, I'm assuming that she asked me for that, but I don't know. I think I got it because, you know, I think she liked to, like, fix their hair. I think that's and that's how they fix their hair and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's how they learn to put the barrettes on and how to braid and stuff like that. But that particular one was just ugly. I was just like, why you want that one?
Okay. Well, we're right back at it, okay? And basically, my question is, you know, do you treat people differently when they're attractive and when they're not? Okay, and so you admit it, you know, to ask that you do treat them differently. Now, do you consider yourself to be an attractive person? And if you do, that's just a 2-part question. If you do, do you use it to your advantage?
Yes and yes, and I'll say that because I mean, not to be like conceited or nothing like that, but I don't think I'm ugly. I mean, nobody should think of themselves as ugly. So yeah, I think I'm attractive. And do I use it to my advantage? Yes, because if, just like, you know, T. Lewis was saying, you know, I actually have some brains, too, so I use that to my advantage. But just like people who have any other kind of quality, they're going to use that to their advantage. So God made me this way, whether I'm, you know, ugly to somebody or beautiful to somebody, this way God made me. So if it gets me more than just looked at, yeah, I'm going to use that to my advantage. Just like if I'm smarter than somebody else, you know, and I'm going to take a test, and that score is going to determine whether or not I get entrance into a college. Yeah, I'm going to use that to my advantage. I'm not going to play it down because that's the quality God gave me, so I'm going to use it to get what I need to get.
Mm-hmm. You think there's absolutely nothing wrong with using your looks to get
by? Not at all, because that's
you're okay
like
with
any
that.
Other thing. I am so okay with that. People who have the most money, they go buy the best cars, the best houses, or whatever, and that's how that works. So, yeah, people who have the best looks, the best intelligence, the best whatever, you use that to your advantage to get you what you want. And there's nothing
okay.
wrong with that. God gives everybody different qualities, and it's up to you to know how to work it and use it to your advantage.
Okay, and you think that it's right that, like, when I gave you a scenario, you and a chick that's not so attractive, y'all both applying for the same job, you know that she's actually more qualified, per se, to do the job, but you go in, you look better. You feel me? There's a guy in there. He's interviewing. You're eye candy. She's not. He gives you the job, and you know for a fact that person actually know more about this job than you. You think that's okay?
You know what? It ain't all about just knowing the job. Depending on what it is for, you
got to Look, come on now. You're going to start making excuses, Shay.
I think that's okay because she should work the quality she has. It's not all about looks. When you're going in somewhere, it's about your personality, how you carry yourself, how you present yourself, and your attitude. You got to have all that with the looks.
Well, she can have the attitude. She can have the attitude and the personality. She just ain't eye candy. And you think that's okay?
Yeah, I think that's okay. Because somewhere else, somewhere down the line, she's going to have something better than somebody else. And she's going to get it. So, I mean, it's all evens out. It's just how the world works. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. I mean, I really do. I'm not trying to fake it. That's how I feel.
Okay, hey, what time for keeping it 100? I don't think that makes you shallow at all. I think that makes you like 90% of the 95% of the damn population. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Shake what your mama gave you. You know what I'm saying? Use what your mama gave you.
You
know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is. You feel me? I have absolutely no problem. I don't have any problem with it. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. But a lot of people, like I said, may think that that's a shallow way to think and may think that it's some people say it's not even fair. Like we had some callers earlier who said it's not even fair. It's not even fair that happens. But then you just said, well, it is fair because it's just the way life is. And I kind of lean towards that. Well, I'm in the middle.
Will I admit that
it's unfair? I guess I could say, yeah, that's unfair. That's not right. Maybe the most qualified person.
Why is it not right, Blue?
Come on.
Break it down to it. Why is it not right, Blue?
Well, it's not right because if you got these two people in here and this person that's interviewing you knows that this person right here is actually a better person to do that job, but he feels like you could do the job, but you look better, but he knows that person can do the job better. They know that for a fact. They have more credentials,
you know,
everything, but you just look better, and he picks you because of that only.
And maybe he picks me because
right.
I look better and because he can relate to me better. And some jobs, you have to be able to relate to people.
So you can't relate to the ugly people. You can't, ugly people are unrelatable now?
Now, see, I know
everybody
said she was ugly.
Well, I'm saying she's unattractive. I'm saying she is unattractive. This is part of the scenario. This woman, this other person, other person that's applying for the job with you, they are unattractive.
And then that only means that was not meant for her to get that job, and somewhere along the line she's going to get a job that she is better or just as qualified for.
That just means that the person who's goddamn interviewing her wants some eye candy at the work. Okay, that's what that means.
Well, maybe.
That doesn't mean
maybe.
That she was.
I actually got a job because of how I looked one time, but they actually told me that they wanted somebody that was a 5'4" and looked like a model. And
were you selling model clothes? Okay,
it was marketing. It was in healthcare and it was marketing. And when you're going out promoting your company and you're going to different hospitals and facilities and stuff like that, you're not just selling the services or product. I mean, you have to be that image. So it's like, you know, you have to get the attention. You have to first get their attention. They see you as like, oh, okay, look, who is she? What's she talking about? And then the words that come out your mouth and what you present comes across to them. But yeah, you got to first, you got to sell an image.
You know,
you're part of the image you're selling.
Okay, in marketing, I guess it's not the same as if you're talking about something like marketing, because marketing, of course, is the same as commercials and everything else. And if the part calls for, you know what I'm saying, attractive woman walks in, you feel me, and talks to attractive guy, then they're going to cast two attractive people in that role, in that thing. Now, you're talking about marketing. Okay, cool. I get that. I understand that. We're talking about a technical job. We're talking about, let's say, a dental assistant, where your looks has absolutely
nothing to matter.
So you think it's okay?
I'm just saying. I don't want some ugly person digging in my mouth, breathing all over me.
Come on, man.
I'm keeping it real.
You don't care. You really care if your dentist looks good? Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I really do.
Who cares about that?
I do. Because if you're going to be like, depending on what you're having done, I mean, when you go get like, you know, cleanings and fillings or whatever, they're over you for a long time. I mean, I'm sorry, but if I got to be there and have the procedure done, I want you to look good.
All I care about is did they fucking breath stink. Other than that, I don't give a shit. Okay? I don't give if you can't be my dentist and your breath stank, okay? Straight the fuck up. That's not gonna work, nigga. You ain't taking care of your shit. You can't be fixing my shit. You feel me? I feel the same way about obese doctors, motherfucker. You ain't taking care of your health. How can you tell me about mine? Okay? You feel me? But come on, Shay. Come on. Damn it.
Hey, okay.
Damn it, man.
You asked me to keep it 100, and you know I do. So I'm just keeping
I know,
100.
But
yeah.
That's fucking shallow as hell.
Well, you know what? That might be shallow, but that's just like asking a fat nurse for some medical advice about your blood pressure.
Hey,
come on,
you know, it is what it is. Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. Please hit the number one on the keypad. I got so many people on the phone lines, but no one's hitting the number one on the keypad to holler at me. I'm going to ask you some simple questions. We're not here to judge you. We just want to know what you think. You feel what I'm saying? We want to know what you think. Do you think attractive people have it easier in life? If you're attractive, do you use your looks to advantage? Do you think that that's fair? That's what we're talking about here on the show. Welcome to the show, K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. All right, we just on the phone with Shay. I'm going to go ahead and hang up with Shay because it sounds like she's cooking some shit in the microwave while she's on the damn air.
That's my car. I'm in the car.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to drop off movies while I'm
I'm multitasking,
oh,
see?
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, thanks for tuning in. She kept it 100. She didn't pull no punches. She didn't lie. All right? She was like, she was straight up. You feel me? And I respect that, okay? All right, hold on, Shay. Stay
okay.
on the line. Yeah, all right. Now I'm hanging up. Oh, hold on a second. Before, I was going to go into the music set, but Key hit the number one again. Yeah, yes, Key.
See, that's what I'm talking about there, Shella.
What are you talking about?
I see,
hey,
I think Shay is crazy. She was like, because they got to
I mean,
hell
no,
she said she don't want to be looking at that.
Give the fuck
my thing
genetics.
Is, give me the ugly one that know what the hell they doing, as opposed to the cute one that's dumb as hell. Okay, give me that one. I don't give a dog what
when
you look like.
Medicine.
When it comes to, yeah, when it comes to medical type stuff, I don't care if you look like the bottom of a shoe that got ran over by 18-wheeler. I don't care. As long as you the one that made the good grade, I don't care.
That's exactly how I feel.
I have almost a zero tolerance.
I have
almost a zero tolerance for ignorant people. I don't care what you look like. If you dumb, you just dumb. It don't matter to me. Whether it's a male or a female, when it comes to certain things, no, give me the ugly one that's smart as opposed to the cute one that's dumb.
True that. Okay, hold on. Shay hit the number one, because I guess she want to say something back to you. I'm going to go ahead real quick and open up her mic so y'all both can be on the line. Shay.
Hello.
Shay.
Okay,
Shay.
Shallow,
Shay.
Who
gives a fuck about
it? Shallow, but let me tell you something else, though. Maybe that's shallow, but when it comes to, you know, medical professionals and stuff like that, you don't know what kind of grades they got, because whenever they get that certification, that degree or whatever that's on the wall, that means that they all qualify. So you don't know if that was an A honor roll doctor or
the B student, the B doctor.
So in that case, since they all got it and I don't know that, unless I'm going to get online and see who went to what kind of college, yeah, I want the one that looked good digging over my house. I might be there for a couple of hours.
It's horrible, man. But see, that same person
might have barely passed just because they look good, so the teacher might have passed them, and they
right.
That's
they
could
have been fucking their professor. They could have been fucking their professor. You feel me? That's how they got by. The professor
and
was
the one that's
how she got by.
Just had money.
Man,
you never know.
I got other people raising their hand. Let me open up.
All right,
I'll come back to y'all. Stand by. Jesus Christ, these people, man. These K100 people, man. Damn it. Episode 86, I never liked you anyway, you pretty motherfucker. Yeah. Straight out the New Jack City scene. Yeah, you remember that? Did you stab that nigga in the hand? Yeah. Yeah, that shit was funny as hell. But that's what we're talking about. Do attractive people have it easier in life? If you're attractive, do you use your looks to advantage? Do you think it's fair when you get some shit and you know damn well the only reason why you got that shit is because of how you look? And you really ain't qualified, you ain't supposed to have that shit. You think that's fair? You think that's just part of life? That's just playing the hand you dealt? 347-934-0966. Please hit the number one if you're on the line. All you people out there in La La Land just listening. But I got somebody brave. I got one more brave soul. Keisha F., please say the baby. What's going on?
How's it look? What's up?
What's going on?
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
First questions. First things first. Do you think that attractive people have it better in life, honestly?
I think that they do get some breaks. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that that's fair? Do you think that that's right?
No, I don't think it's right, but it happens. Because, I mean, it's a commercial society. Everybody sees beauty as, you know, this whole commercial thing. So, I mean, if you fit in, then you pass.
Uh-huh. So if you're attractive, you know, hey, right? You know, you don't think it's right, but you recognize that is the way it is, and it is what it is, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing I can do about it.
Okay. Now.
Start a revolution, but.
Well, that's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? So don't even waste your time. Don't even waste your time. Because there's other worthy causes you can put that energy into in trying to goddamn
exactly.
reinvent the field. It's not going to work. This is the way we work. This is the way of the world. Now. Do you treat attractive people differently? Keep it 100. When you first encounter a person, no matter we not, and we're talking about everybody on the phone lines, I said outside of the club, because everybody knows that damn club is just a fashion show and a facade and a whole bunch of motherfuckers trying to be what they really ain't. That's the nature of the shit. That's why you go out to see a bunch of fake motherfuckers and laugh at they dumb ass. At least that's why I do. Fuck them all. But we're talking about any, you know, at Walmart, you know, at your job. Do you treat attractive people a little bit different? And if you do, it's okay.
Yes, because, I mean, it just all depends on how they approach you, too, because attractive people can be ugly.
Yes. I'm not talking about attitudes, like Shay tried to morph her little answer and talking about, well, it looked like they're having a bad day. Look, fuck all that. No, we're taking all of the X factors and variables out, okay? You feel me? This person, you know, just comes in with the norm, you know, hey, this person is attractive and this person is not. Come on, aren't you a little more flirty? Aren't you a little more flirty with the attractive brother? Aren't you a little bit nicer? Maybe a little touchy-feely, maybe, I don't know. I'm just saying, just keep it 100.
I mean, keep it at 100, yeah, definitely.
Well, I appreciate you not lying. I appreciate you not lying. Because I already had about 3-4 motherfuckers on here a lot today. They're just lying to my damn face. Just lying. Just outright fucking lying. And I know they're lying. I'm not going to say who.
It's not right, and it shouldn't be that way.
But why isn't it right? Why isn't it right? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong? It's just wrong because people can't help the way that they look. I mean, I can't
help.
Yes,
you can.
Your parents made you the way that you look.
Listen, Keisha. This is what I want everybody to understand. It's okay. It is totally okay to be like that when somebody's attractive. You know why? Because it's a natural reaction. It's natural.
It is.
It's almost like when somebody startles you and you jump. It don't make you a punk-ass motherfucker. It don't make you a scaredy cat. You were startled. You jump. It's reaction. I see a person. They're attractive. I want to be nice. Now, I don't want to necessarily treat unattractive person over here like a dickhead and an asshole.
You can't be mean to somebody just because of the way that they look either.
Right. I'm not advocating.
Give them both a fair chance. But, of course, one is going to get a little more attention simply because of sex. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Right.
It comes down to it. Because, I mean, even if they're just taking your order at McDonald's, if she's cute, your thing's going to jump. Bye.
Right. Let's just get that scenario. I'm at the damn McDonald's. Okay, I'm about to give my order, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if you got the unattractive, matter of fact, I ain't even gonna fucking lie. I got two lines are open. I got the unattractive line over there. This motherfucker brought over here unattractive, and I got the cute little chick over. Which fucking line is Blizzard gonna actually walk up to? Am I gonna really bypass the chance to flirt with this cute little chick over here in this fucking line and actually act like I don't see her fucking cute ass and go over here to the ugly motherfucker's line? Who does that? I'm not doing it. Nobody else is doing it. And if you fucking say that you're doing it, you're lying on my fucking show. And of course, I will in fact murk your ass. I know it's just simply get a fucking Happy Meal for my kids. I don't give a shit because I don't really eat McDonald's. That's the only time I go is with my kids. But that's not the point. Okay?
Right.
The point is that's just a natural reaction. I'm just going
to
do
it. Right. It all boils down to sex. I mean, the way that you look or the way that you're attracted to people or the way that you treat a person boils down to sex, especially when it comes to the opposite sex. So an attractive person, if they pique your interest, then of course you're going to be nicer to them. And then even if you're not just heinous to a less attractive person, we'll say, you still have to be civil to these people, but you don't necessarily have to be flirtatious or excessively nice or at the end of the conversation you're exchanging numbers. That doesn't necessarily have to go down, but, I mean, you have to be cordial to everybody.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if this scenario, in the McDonald's scenario, if I go up to the person, if I'm already walking towards the unattractive person's line, and then the attractive person walks over to the count to her little cash register, if I was already walking up to the ugly person's line, I'd be like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I won't just stop, make a beeline, and act like I just, you know, I don't want you taking my order. I'm not going to do that. But if I'm walking up and I see them both, and I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking, I see them both, oh, yeah, you know where I'm walking. And everybody else is going to do the same thing, especially a dude. Especially a dude. I think M. Dot's the only other dude. Mem Dot kept it 100. T. Lewis, I don't know. T. Lewis, I don't know, T. Lewis. Are you really going to walk up to the unattractive girl line? Really, T. Lewis? I don't know. He's still on the, he just hit the number one when I said that. I'm going to him. I'm going to go back to his line. I don't know, brother.
Right.
I don't know. Okay, Keisha, before I move right along.
Go ahead.
All right, so the last one. Now, you consider yourself an attractive person, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
No? Okay, now, with that in mind, do you use it to your advantage?
I don't try to. It's not something that I keep in the forefront of my mind.
You don't try to. You know. Yeah. You don't try
Shut
to.
Up. I mean, seriously.
Yes, you do.
It's not like walk into a place, I'm just like, hey, I look good. I'm going to get whatever I want. No, I don't walk into a situation that way.
You don't wear that dress a little tight when you know you got to go see this person for that. You don't flirt. You don't smile a little bit. Bat those eyes. You know what I'm saying? Get a little close. Bend over a little bit. Let them see a little cleavage, a little something. You don't do that at all.
No, definitely not the cleavage business. But I mean,
I think basically.
It depends on the situation. If I'm going into a situation where I know that there's someone that I may be interested in, then there's a difference. But if it's just an everyday old, I got to make a trip to the store, or I have an appointment here or there, it's just going to be regular old Keith. And if I come out on top, then all the better.
So the cop pulls you over with the ticket. You ain't going to try and flirt your way out of it with the goddamn boobs.
No, absolutely not. I've never flirted my way out of a ticket. No.
That's why you can't be my girl. I might have work in the car. I need for you to work on this nigga.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, I can't believe you said. All right, well, maybe not. That's to be determined. I don't know. But okay, we're going to move on. Before I go, I got to, okay. Okay, so last scenario, you and the chick, you cute, the other chick's not, y'all both, she's actually more qualified, y'all interview. The guy in there, he's obviously flirting with you, gives you the job because you feel like, you know, basically because you was the eye candy, right or wrong? Or is that just life?
I think it's life, and it's probably wrong because if I know for a fact she's more qualified than me, I'm going to feel to myself that it's wrong. But if I walk out with the job, that's her bad.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, that's just keeping it 100. I like that. I'm glad that you said it's okay. We had a couple of women who said, shit, you know, I mean, that's wrong, but fucking, then we had one person who was like, shit, hell no, I don't feel bad about that shit at all. I don't even think it's unfair. I think that shit is just how it need to be, because I'm an attractive motherfucker, and I should be the motherfucker.
No.
And we had
no,
different
I mean,
answers that
tonight. It's his bad. It's whoever's doing the hiring's bad. He's the one who needs some coaching for, you know, hiring maybe the less qualified person, but then, I mean, such is life. It happens.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Well, thanks for the call. Please stay on the line if you can. All right?
All right. Not a problem.
All right. Before I go to the music, T. Lewis has been hitting the number one. Yes, T. Lewis.
What's up, man? I had to hang up, man, because my connection was going bad. But I don't know why I was coming up the stairs. But no, man, I heard Shay Smart something when she said something about going to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, my dentist out here that we go to, man, it's model central. Like, I'm not even playing. And my dentist actually prefers to have, like, nice-looking chicks in there so they could get, like, older men to come in. And most of his clientele are, like, older men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just older men, retired, got money, whatever. And they come in. They come in even when they don't even have appointments, coming in, asking about the girls, how their life going, and all kind of stuff like that. I'm like, dang, dog, you ain't even got no cleaning to do. What you doing in here? What's going on?
Right.
But
well, you know, like I said, look, when it comes to that, okay, let me talk to y'all from a boss perspective. You feel me? Let me talk to y'all from a boss perspective. You feel me? I got this, you know, thing popping off, whatever, and this thing pops off, whatever, and I got promotional shit I need to give out. You feel what I'm saying? And if I'm going to go out and hire some women, I'm going to go hire some girls, you feel me, to go out and give out my CDs, flyers, whatever, blah, 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 you feel me? I'm going to go with everybody I'm going to be looking for attractive women. Bottom fucking line, because I need for guys to want to stop. I need for guys to want to stop and talk to them. I want them to be eye candy. You feel what I'm saying? So the guys want to stop. And even if they don't really give a damn about what they pass out, they're going to stop and try to holler at the chick or whatever. So they're the attention getters. I'm going to put them out there in some short shorts and a goddamn little bit of cut off top or whatever and make them do what they do. On the other hand, if I have this conglomerate and this empire grows and it gets bigger and I need a personal assistant, a secretary to handle all my fucking affairs, all right, to handle my business, I don't give a shit how good you look. I need the motherfucker that can do what the hell I need done. And when I say need it, when I say get it fucking done, I know she's going to have it done. I don't need the dumb blonde. Okay? You feel me? See, I think that for the most part, this conversation will be broken down into scenarios. Now, I did make a general statement when I started the show with the synopsis, and I said, do you generally, in general, think that attractive people have it easier? And everybody said yes, whatever. Now, we did have some callers who broke it down and said, depending on this, that, whatever. I will give you, for the most part, it does matter on the scenario. It does matter on the job. And I understand all that. If I'm a boss, I'm looking for certain people with certain qualities for certain jobs. You feel me? Like you just said with the dentist, he wants to get a lot of older men to come into his office. So he's going to hire a couple of chicks. All they got to do is file paperwork and do some simple shit. Well, it doesn't really matter how smart they are. As long as they can do that basic task, I will go with the more attractive person because they're in the front office. But when it comes down to the motherfucker back here giving anesthesia, helping me out back here, which means you actually back here doing some shit with these people's mouth. And if we do it wrong, I could get sued and lose my practice. I don't give a shit what you look like in that scenario. You feel what I'm saying? So my whole thing is your looks will help you out. I say about in life, if you're an attractive person, that will come to your advantage about 75% of the scenarios that you're going to be faced with. But you're going to have that other 25% of time in your life where that shit is not going to fuck up. That shit will not save you. You feel what I'm saying? But 75 to 25, hey. What you look like will in fact matter, will in fact hurt or hinder you in whatever it is that you're trying to do. And when we're talking about hollering at and trying to get with somebody of the opposite sex, and once again, I said this at the beginning of the show for all of y'all who weren't here, money is in fact the only variable that you can add that will null and void a lot of this shit that I'm saying. A motherfucker can be busted, ugly, but if they got money, especially if you're a guy and it comes down to a scenario involving a female and all you goddamn females, feel free to hit the number one. I will in fact kill you because I know that I'm right. When it comes down to that scenario, we all know that, well, you can have a lot of money and not be so attractive, but a woman can goddamn deal with it because this nigga got super bread, super cake. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't make it that way. All right, now I know, of course, some of you women going to be on here. I don't give a damn what he look like. That shit don't matter to me, blah, 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 and all that. You feel me? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're telling the truth. You understand? You may not fuck him. But don't think you won't let that motherfucker go take you on a goddamn trip or some shit like that or spin out, take out on your ass, taking you here, take you on the shopping spree or some shit like that. You won't just be going, you won't just see that ugly motherfucker and say, let's just go to the mall and walk around holding hands any other time, goddamn it. That motherfucker got enough money to take your ass in the goddamn Saks Fifth Avenue and all these other places and goddamn drop $5,000 on your ass like it ain't nothing. You'll goddamn roll out with his ugly ass. Stop me when I'm motherfucking lying. Now, that's life. That's the scenario. This is K100 Internet Radio. This is what we do. We keep it 100. Now, see, Lewis, I understand what you saying earlier when you said you don't treat people differently. But frankly, yeah. I don't believe you. I don't believe Keith. And nor do I believe fucking Candy. I don't believe none of you motherfuckers.
I heard the scenario about the girl with the
how y'all feel, what you're saying, and that's cool and all, but honestly, I find it almost frankly hard to, not really that you're just being disingenuous and that you're just lying. I'm thinking that you're not understanding every scenario that could possibly come up where you're going to goddamn kind of treat that attractive person a little bit different. And outside of what he's saying,
you did get one scenario, though.
Like the McDonald's line?
You did get one scenario. Yeah, in the McDonald's line, the Walmart line, you walking up there. You got one chick that look that fine, and then you got the busted chick in the other line. I don't know. I mean, granted, I got equal opportunity. I ain't gonna lie, cause I've gone to Subway that's way out the way, cause the chick behind the counter was fine. I've done that before.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie.
Would you ordinarily drive way the fuck to that Subway if the motherfucker behind the counter wasn't attractive to you?
No.
All right then. Now here we are, and we finally got the truth. I'm glad you broke down. I'm glad you came back. I'm glad I came back to your mic, man. I'm glad I came back to you because, I don't know. I frankly didn't know. I thought you was just, I thought that was the first time you called my show and actually was not genuine. And I think if most people think about it, they'll know that they'll agree with me. Most of you people, even the people that's listening on the line that's not hitting the number one, most of them will agree. Honestly, that's the nature of the beast, and it's nothing wrong with being that way, man. I'm not even. I don't think it makes you shallow. You feel
no,
what I'm saying?
Seriously though, that during that time, that whole thing that one star gave you about the one chick. Seriously, that did make me change my mind about that though. It was just like, God dog. And true, she may have been bougie though, but that could have been anybody though.
Mm-hmm. It could have been. All right, T. Lewis.
Yeah, man.
All right. 347-934-0966. Please hit the number one if you're on the phone line, if you want to holler at me. All right, episode 86. Yeah! I never liked you anyway, you pretty motherfucker. How many of y'all remember that line from New Jack City when Nino Brown stabbed Christopher Williams in the hand? That's where I got the title from. It just made me think about what we're talking about. Do attractive people have it easier in life? I say yes. All of my callers tonight have said yes, but some of them will not admit that they partake in such an act. They don't necessarily treat attractive people, even though they know that attractive people does. You know, they have an easier life. They won't really admit that they treat them differently. Well, damn it, I do. Yep. I, in fact, treat attractive people, attractive females. You feel me? I really don't give a shit about an attractive guy person. That's irrelevant. When it comes down to females, I absolutely 100% treat attractive women differently than the women who I don't find attractive. Now, I said again, that does not give me the right, or nor does it give anybody else the right, to treat unattractive women like bad. I don't do that. I'm not an asshole to a woman because she's not attractive. I'm still nice. I'm still cordial, but I'm not going that extra step. Okay, I'm not gonna be as flirty with her. And this is a difference, people. I am treating them different. Okay. I won't let the damn door slam in the face of the ugly woman. I hold the door for her. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, after I hold the door for her, she's in the store. Well, I may not go over there and ask her, do you need any help with them bags? I might not. I might do that to the attractive woman. Yeah. Maybe it's because I might want to holler. I don't know. I walk in the store. Two counters are open. The unattractive line is open, and the girl with the attractive line is open. I'm going to make a beeline for the girl with the attractive line, the open line with the attractive woman. Does that make me shallow? Or does that make me just, that's a natural reaction. I'm drawn to that. I'm pulled in by it. That's what I like. I like attractive women. What the fuck made that make me the bad guy? I don't think so. Please, hit the number one if you haven't talked to me yet, and you're on the line listening, hit the number one. And I come to your line, and I get your opinions about what we're talking about tonight. I got like 12 people on the line who hasn't said anything. They just listening. I don't know what's that about. Why is everybody so quiet? Do you not want to admit that you might treat attractive people differently? What's up with that? I mean, I'm not really asking you to admit to being an asshole and saying that you just treat ugly people bad. If you're an attractive person, please hit number one. Everybody on the phone. So you say half the people on this damn phone line is damn ugly. Is that what you're saying? Oh, now everybody want to hit number one. Now four people just hit the number one. If I said, well, if I feel like you're attractive, you just hit the number one. Four people. I'm finna go to all of y'all asses. Veronica McFreakignair. Hold on. 404. Matter of fact, hold on, Veronica. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere, Veronica. All right. Hold on a second. 44277. You've been on the line for a minute. You've just been listening. When I say is everybody attractive, you hit number one. Who's this?
Yo, what's up, Blizzum? This is Swole Homeboy, Chris.
Oh, Chris, what's happening, homie? What's poppin', man?
Yo, what's up, man? Yeah, I was just saying.
Man, why you ain't been hitting number one, man? What the hell, dog?
Yo, I was just listening, man. Okay. Yo, hey.
Yeah.
Bye, man. It's the nature of the beast, dog. That's how it is, man. Attractive people, when you know, when you see a girl that look good, you automatically gonna just say different things, treat her different. It's just the nature of the beast. Attractive things attract the eye. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing wrong with that, right? You see, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
You can't help it.
Right, right, exactly. So you will readily admit that attractive people do have it easier in life, right, bro? I mean, just being real, right?
Yeah. Man. Think about this, right? If you had a pretty broad, you had an ugly broad, right? You're going to take a lot more dumb shit from the pretty broad than you are from the ugly broad.
Exactly. Hold on. Say that again. Tell him again. Hold on. Say it again.
Right.
Say that again.
Right. If you got a pretty girl and an ugly girl, right, you're going to take a lot more shit from the pretty girl than the ugly girl, because you're going to be looking at the ugly girl and be saying, damn, you know, I could probably be better, somewhere better than this.
Mm-hmm.
Just real.
I mean, I totally 100% agree with that, bro. Everybody know that it's true, but don't nobody want to admit the shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, for real. You know what I mean? Even the people who earlier who said they don't treat people, you a lie. You a lie. If you got somebody, that motherfucker ain't even all that, and then they still want to talk that crazy shit, whatever, man, you know you might put up with that shit a little bit longer. If they got, now with females, you know, if a nigga got more money, they'll put up with a little more shit. You feel what I'm saying? Nigga got some money, they'll put up with a little more shit. But even, especially with us guys, we'll put up with more shit from a fine mother. Matter of fact, I tell you straight up, any motherfucking dude on the line, don't lie. Keep it 100. Any dude on the line, okay? You know for a fact, you'll wait longer to get the pussy from somebody that's goddamn attractive than you will from a motherfucker that's ugly. You hollering at a motherfucking attractive broad, and you trying to get in where you fit, you trying to mash something? If she's playing games, she's taking a long time, you're going to take her out on more dates. You'll take your time. You got more time. You're going to give her more leeway. Ugly bitch, but you got one or two times to say no, and it's done. I'm out. Fuck it. Bitch ugly anyway. I'm keeping it moving. That's just niggas. That's just what? I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it 100. People don't want to admit the shit, but I'm just not. This is how people are. Real talk.
It is. Exactly.
All right, man. Real talk. Hey, Chris, I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller. But hey man, hit me up, man, because Swole was telling me about, you know what I'm saying, y'all got the yo and everything, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm right in front of it now, trying to work something on his reasons, man.
Right. Well, look, man, like I said, you know what I'm saying, get the number from Swole or whatever, man, you know, you hit me up, you feel what I'm saying? You know, I told him, I'll look out, I got you. You need any help?
All right,
my dog. All
right, man.
All right. Now, back to Miss McNair. Miss McNair.
Yeah.
How you doing? Where you been?
Man, I've been working overtime, and my daughter's got mad homework.
Wow.
So I got to give props to my daughter because she just started kindergarten this year, and he put her in first grade. So,
damn.
Wow. So we got mad homework.
Right. Go ahead, little mama. That's what's up. Smart. See? Cute. I see the picture of you. Cute and smart.
Thank you.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We ain't mad at that. She going to have it easy in life. Damn. She's straight. She good. She can't go wrong. Per this episode, so we say, right? She going to be straight.
Yeah.
She pretty ass smart. She going to be good, man. Her life is going to be crazy. You feel what I'm saying? Let me ask you this question, because I'm going to ask you this question, play one song, come back, open up the forum, okay? Oh, 678-608, I see you too. I saw you raise your hand. I come to your phone. Do you think attractive people have it easier, Veronica?
I don't want to blow your show, man, but I mean, yeah, they do. I get, yeah.
Come on, Veronica, you know it's true. You know you sound true, but you know really it's true. It's really true.
I don't know, cause like you
Veronica.
Know when I go in the lines, I haven't been able to listen, but like if I go, like I'll be in line, it'll be like some jacked up people in front of me, or just kind of okie doke folks. And the ladies or the, you know, they'd be all nice to them and, hi, how you doing? Such and such and such and such. And then when I get up there in the line, you know, they're like, all dry. So, no, it just depends.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're not talking about haters, okay? We're not talking about haters. If you got haters, well, there's nothing we can do about motherfuckers being haters. You understand what
I'm
saying?
Right.
You're looking
right.
good or whatever, and this bitch mad because she ain't looking good. I mean, we can't account for haters in this scenario, people. I mean, what do you want to do? A hater going to be a fucking hater. I'm saying. just on my average. We talking about average people. Now you know they do, right? Okay. So you agree that they do, right?
Yeah, you're okay. Right, because I get away with a whole lot of stuff.
Okay, so
I'm not saying I'm all that, but yeah.
Right. Okay, so let me get to it. Do you treat attractive people differently? That's the question of the hour. Think about what I just asked you, Veronica.
Yeah.
Do you treat attractive people differently? I don't give a shit if it's slightly differently, okay? I don't care. Do you treat attractive people differently? Yes or no question?
In the negative sense, yeah. I kind of ignore them.
Hey, let me keep that real. Just don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying. I ignore them.
Right,
attractive
here.
People,
the
I just kind of go the other way.
Okay, hey. Now, I mean, you know what? You're not the only one on the show. You're not even the only female on the show that does that. They just, the rest of these motherfuckers, they just lying. They just want to make themselves seem like they, but I know they do. I know they lying. I'm fucking lying. All the whole lot of these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So my show just telling me a bald-faced lie. Now, look, Veronica, you are attractive for me. You consider yourself attractive, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay, now, do you use your looks to your advantage?
Yeah.
Push them titties up in the bra a little bit, sit them up nice and nice, you know, for this guy, you know.
I
he's coming to fix
them.
Some shit. He's coming in to do some shit. You might want to get that extra hookup.
No, huh? No, I don't. Well, you know what? No.
Come on.
Can't say that. I try to put, okay, that and my personality. I don't just use the looks. I try to put my personality on it, too. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, personality is nice. Now, listen, personality is nice. Everybody's personalities get you a lot. It gets you far. Personality gets you far. You have to have personality to host a radio show. Stuff like that, because you can't see me, so what I look like. They say radio motherfuckers be the ugliest people most of the time.
They are jacked up, man.
Most of them are ugly. They just got great voices and personality. And hey, if that's you, you might want to look into being in the radio. I don't think I'm ugly. I fuck all that shit. I don't give a fuck. Fuck what you heard.
Bitch. You're not.
All right. Well, I got somebody else raising their hand. I got two. Oh, everybody want to come in at the last minute, at the fucking last end of the show. Okay, so let me move right along, Veronica. Okay. Now, scenario. You and another chick. Qualified, you know, actually she's actually more qualified than you. You both go for the job. Guys in there obviously flirting with you. You know you look better than her. You get the job, not her. Right or wrong, fair, or is just the way life is?
It's not fair. I'm going to tell you, it's not fair, but that's just how it is. I mean, even babies do that. You know, I mean, babies will, you know, go for the more attractive face. That's just natural instinct.
Uh-huh.
Babies do it. So, you know, if babies do it, you know grown folks going to do it.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you at least kept it 100. You feel me? I'm glad that you just went on ahead and said, yeah, you treat Pippa that's not attractive. You just basically kind of ignored him.
I meant, hey,
that's what you said.
No, I meant the attractive people. I'm being honest. I just kind of ignore them because, especially the ones that look like they think they all that, I just kind of keep on going. But
Wait a minute. Stop. You said that you ignore the attractive people? Really?
I do. I'm keeping it 100.
Now, I
do.
I did give you applause earlier, but now I got to kill you. Now, look.
You can kill me. You can
talk about
it.
So you see the attractive brother. He all that right there. This is the one you choose to ignore over the person that's not attractive? Really?
I'm not saying I don't say to myself, damn, he look good or whatever, but I don't push up on him because I just know probably everybody else is. So, if they got that air about themselves, like they look like they think they all that.
Well,
we
ain't talking about attitude. We ain't talking about attitude. We talking about just how they look.
How they look? Yeah. I'm keeping it 100. God is my witness. I ignore him.
Wow.
Go the other way. I don't even let him know
I don't even know if I even believe it. I guess I have to believe it because you're saying it, but I don't know. You might be lying.
Why would I? What do I have to gain by lying?
I don't know.
Nothing?
It doesn't seem natural, Veronica. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for somebody to sit here and say that when they see the attractive person, those are the people that they ignore. They attractive people. Who ignores the attractive people? See, this is my come on. I mean, come on.
There's an
Who
exception to every rule. I ignore. I'm telling you. I do.
Okay.
I see you, but I ain't going to let you know I see you.
Okay. All right. I don't know. What do I say to that, folks? What do I say to that? She sees him, but she doesn't let him know she sees him. She just ignores him.
Just ignore him.
Okay. All right. I got somebody else on the line. I'm gonna leave you at that, and then I'm gonna come back for the open forum in a minute, okay? Don't hang up.
All right, babe.
All right. Jeez. Like, these people tonight on K100. I've never seen so many small ass answers. 678-608. You're on K100. 678-608. Okay. Sound like they back there beating off. Jesus. What the fuck is that? I don't know what I just listened to. I don't know. Is my voice that sexy? What the fuck? These niggas got that. What the fuck is that? I don't know. That sounded weird. 678-437. K100. Yo.
Yo, Blue, what's up, boy?
This nigga. What's going on, Rick?
What's good with you, man?
I know I'm going to have to mash you, Rick. I already see this coming because I know you're going to answer this question with some fraudulent shit, Rick. But I'm going to go ahead and ask you this question, Rick. I'm going to go ahead and ask you this question, bro. Do you think that attractive people have it easier in life?
Of course, all day.
Okay, at least you got that part right, because we basically, you would have been the only person on the show to not admit to that simple fact. Now, do you treat attractive people differently than people who are unattractive to you?
Yeah, to you. I do. I agree. I do.
Okay. Now, do you think that is fair? Do you think that that is right? You the boss, two women come in, you feel me? Unattractive chick is more qualified, but the other chick is not, but she's more, is not as qualified, but got eye candy, and this job is not in marketing, so your looks really don't matter, you feel me? And you pick the eye candy chick. Do you think that's right or wrong?
I work for a pharmaceutical company anyway, so I work for a marketing company. So basically, when you work for a marketing company, you have to represent the company, so you have to look good. So you can't have no out of shape, chubby looking girl. You know, she speak very well, and you know she has, you know, she know all the knowledge, know the work, but she's not going. The doctor's not going. You know, the doctors, whatever company you go to, you're not going to represent the company. They're gonna brush her off. If she have a good look, attractive, they gonna pay her attention. You happen to come out because you got great looks.
Okay. All right. So, well, yeah, you're right. I mean, but you did keep it wanted. You know what? I really can't match you today, Rick. You actually kept it.
I would say this right here, Blue. I ain't trying to be fun, be real with you, though. I'm going to say this right here. I mean, I understand how, like, for example, I do like attract the girl. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, that's like, you know, I hate when guys say, you're the fishy guys, you got a stomach, you know, trying to talk about that crazy stuff. If you go to a very attractive girl like Halle Berry type, 9 out of 10, she gonna give you a chance. You get mad at cuss eye. But you know, I mean, like me, I'm in the gym, and I lose the weight, so I want me. So I can get me a very attractive girl, because it's easier. We have a six pack, nice body, you know, with a great personality with it. I mean, it's just a lot easier getting a girl with a nice body. I mean, it's gonna be hard to get a girl with a chubby stomach or a Fred Samba type stomach, because you know, if she looking good, I mean, just unless you got money. And if you got money, that's always gonna get her. Not no dime. You gonna get a dime with money, but you're not gonna get no dime with a free sample. Walk about her saying dun 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 dun. I'm sorry, right. You just ain't gonna get her. I'm just all right.
Actually, Rick, I agree with you for a change. You're right. What they do that?
It's a rap.
All these motherfuckers on my live gonna sit here and probably act like I don't care about look. Shut the fuck up.
Whatever. I'm gonna tell you something, dog. Even when you have a relationship, a woman gotta attract a man. She don't give him some pussy more. She ain't giving him pussy that much if he got a chubby stomach. But if he attractive, he getting out of the shower, he got a six pack, she's gonna get horny like, we wanna fuck the shit out of that nigga tonight. But he can treat her like shit. When you attract, you can get away with more. You can treat her like shit. You can get away with more. But a nigga look all okay, got a chubby stomach, he can't get away with it. Nigga, who are you? You ain't all that cute. I ain't gonna pull up that bullshit with you.
You know, Rick, I normally don't agree with half the shit you say. Actually, 90% of the shit you say. But I will, in fact, agree that kind of sort of you on right. You on point tonight. All right, stand by. We're going to get ready to do the open forum and the after party, okay? All right, I see Key hitting the line. I see everybody hitting the number one when Rick was talking. I'm going to come back to y'all. You feel me? I got to play at least one song. I got 5 minutes left in the show, but stick around for the after party because I won't be hanging up. All right? Do not hang up the damn phone. I'll be back. All right? And since we're talking about how good motherfuckers look, I'm going to go ahead and play my homeboy's song, AK, Undressing You. You feel me? And after that song's come back, one song, and I'm going to come back, and then we're going to finish the show out. We're going to have an open for him. All right? AK, Undressing You, featuring Slim and EUS.
For the live stream, you feel me? But stay around. Nobody hang up the show.
All right, nobody hang up the phone. It's on my phone lines. We're going to stick around for the after party. All right, they're going to let me keep on going. You feel me? But the live people, everybody's tuning in for the live stream. All right, thanks for tuning in. If you're not on the phone line, Ashley, you got like 34 seconds to call in and be a part of the after party conversation. 347-934-0966. I'm going to go ahead and run the outro music real quick. Y'all don't hang up the phone that's on the phone lines, though, because I'm not going to end the show. I'm going to keep it going on. This just means the live streaming part that's shooting out over the internet is ended. 347-934-0966. You got 15 seconds to hit in for the after party. Don't go nowhere. All right? Yeah. All right. I'm going to let that run. Now.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. Jail.
Now, everybody else is on the line. Welcome back to the show. I got Key on the line. Rick on the line. All right, Keisha L. All right, all you guys are still on the line. Welcome to the after party. You feel what I'm saying? By the way, somebody told me that this shit here be recording, so we still recording. But 443-68 is on the line. 527-2947. You're on the line. Welcome to the after party, K100. You feel what I'm saying? The show is not streaming live across the globe right now, but we are still being recorded, and this will be a part of the MP3 podcast download. Now, that being said, I got everyone's mic open. Anybody want to add anything that has not had a chance to talk? Go ahead.
Rick is tripping. Like, just because you look good, don't mean you can treat somebody like crap. When he was like, if he get out the shower glistening and all that, and he can treat you like shit, and you feel all right, no. That is not the case.
No, that ain't cool, Rick.
Don't try, because I put some baby oil on the floor. You would step out and brush your ass. Look at me like this.
Get that belt.
With your nice glistening six pack, you gonna brush your ass on the floor.
Okay. This is the only thing I'm gonna say about six pack. See, what they don't understand, somebody has to tell something about self-esteem. Okay, if you work out 12 times a day. Nigga, you can't walk around with your shirt off all the time. I mean, that dog. First of all, women don't work like that. First of all, women don't work like that. I mean, you got some niggas that do, but them niggas aren't. What are you talking about?
But, I mean, so women don't necessarily work. I mean, initially, when they see you probably got to end. But after you open your mouth in that first 15 seconds, if you sound like an idiot, you lost.
I don't know if that necessarily works with guys, because a guy, I know for a fact, men will fuck with a dumbass fine motherfucker. Period. Point blank.
I
ain't trying to fuck your brains. I want some brains, but I ain't fucking your brains.
So shallow, just shallow. Whatever.
I ain't saying she's gonna be my wife. I'm just
that
saying.
That makes it even more shallow.
How you figure that?
You can be dumb as long as you look like something. I think that is so simple.
Just fucking with her, she ain't gonna be my wife. What difference would it make? I'm just mad.
You said that a woman with intellect is more attractive to you. I remember you saying that
actually kick it with her on another level and I want to actually be with her,
fuck her more than a few times, she got to be able to hold a conversation.
But when it comes down to just up in the mass, some nigga, who gives a fuck? She could be the dumbest bitch ever. I don't care. What that ass is like. I'm just saying, hold on. Your mic is open. I had to mute you because you had some background noise, but I just opened it up for you.
Somebody
handling their
business.
I don't know who that is.
They don't even sound like they're talking to you.
I don't even know, man. That sound like a fucking TV. I'm mute
and
shit.
And I agree with Veronica, too. Sometimes I just ignore people that's attractive because it's like they expect you to look at them. They expect it. So I just will not even get them satisfaction half the time.
And you can tell those, though, Key. You can tell the ones
you
that just
tell.
Like, you know they want you to look at them. I'm be like, I don't see you used to it.
They saw that pretty motherfucker.
I got on my daughter the other day for doing that. Like, we was downtown, and this guy came riding by his music all loud in his little Corvette or whatever. I was like, don't look over there. Do not look. Turn your head and look for it.
Why you can't? You can't tell me how that looks. She want to see what's bumping.
Don't
my
look
God
at
damn.
That bull because he doing it just so somebody can turn around and look and they'll pull up
yes.
right beside you.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Not looking
you
at
know
some
what?
Stupid stuff. I will not give you
oh,
that.
Oh, man.
I'm with you on that. Don't become the ignorant.
He's going to be stupid over there by himself.
I mean, he roll up, he all quiet. He got his window up. He just chilling. Or his window down, and he roll up quiet, and I look. But if he got his, you know, music all blasting, and he looking
yeah,
all in the rearview mirror and driving all up on the side of you, man, I see your car. I can't fuck your car. I'm just, that's just me. You got a nice ride, but I cannot get, your car can't dick me down. I'm just being real, so I don't, mm-mm.
Oh, man. No way.
Unless you're shallow like Blue, you might try to.
First of all, I'm not shallow. I am a damn realist, okay? Now, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, what the hell her intellect got to do with how good she sucked a dick? It has nothing to do with it, okay? Nothing. Nothing at all. But I'm not trying to wife her. I ain't going to wife her. I'm just saying.
How many dumb bras have you screwed, Blue? Good looking bras. Well,
now you're getting too personal.
What percentage?
No, I'm just
counting.
I've known you a few years, so I know a chick got to, you know, unless you just in that mashing mood.
But I might not continually kick it with her. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just talking about somebody just, you know, you just kind of having a little fun with, you know.
Just a drive-through mash. I got you. Okay. I got
saying,
you.
You know, somebody I'm really trying to really
let's have some fun with the dummy. Let's have fun with the dummy.
Well, I gotta hold this down. I gotta hold this down though. Ain't nothing wrong with showing her the cook. Ain't nothing wrong with showing her the cook at McDonald's.
You know what I'm saying?
She's short order.
Right.
You might well go ahead and drive by her window at night when she's ready. She already going to have food because she's short order cooked, so she can go ahead and y'all get some. That's it.
I mean, you know what, though? One thing about it, two goddamn females ain't finna sit on this motherfucking show and act like y'all ain't never fucked a nigga just because he goddamn look good.
I have never, ever.
I think Ollie at least did it once.
Because if I can't talk to you, you don't even stimulate me, period. I don't care what you look like. I cannot even get excited.
What if he
even if you just look good? What if
he can't talk? He don't have to say nothing. He ain't got to say nothing. Just shut up. Just, yeah.
I need to talk about something, because I at least need to ask you when was your last AIDS test, and you know, you got to claim the AIDS. We don't have to talk. You better write it down or something.
That's what I said. He got a little piece of notebook paper in his pocket.
Oh, my God.
I can't do it. I ain't never did it.
Oh, no. Somebody. See? Now
well, you know how they say about
folks. I
have
no problems that can talk, and they are smart.
Well, what about the point of contention where Shay said it felt like she felt like it was cool, it was okay, and it was basically right that she got the job over the other chick. You feel me? And some of y'all was like, no, that's not fair, that's not right. But Shay said
it's
that
not
is
fair,
wrong.
But it is right.
She said
it's
right.
It's not fair. I mean, it is right.
She said it's right, y'all.
You think if you ain't more intelligent than somebody else that it ain't right for you to get that job based on your intelligence? You think if you got more money than somebody else, it ain't right for you to get that, versus somebody who got to go out and get a loan or something like that? Well, yeah.
But see, you're pretty and intelligent. That's different, but a pretty dumb bitch, that shit is wrong.
Thank you.
But see, they can't help that. That's just how the cards fell, though. They can't help that.
They can't
help
it, but it's still wrong. And then the dumb bitches just go
fucking up everything for folks that got intellect.
I look at it like this. You can't learn to be pretty, but you can learn to be intelligent. That's something anybody to say, well, you know, well, I'm pretty and dumb. That's your own dumb fault. You need to go, you know, you educate yourself then.
And you're right.
Ain't nobody
fault you.
No,
like them dumb bitches be getting jobs.
Some of them, they start being around on their looks that they're not trying to even get any smarter than what they
because
are.
Because they know
they're
about to get a father.
And
look, they're
going
to
get them a certain place. It won't get you everywhere. It all gets you to a
ask
certain
Anna
point.
Ask Anna Nicole that shit. Besides her being
I was thinking Anna Nicole, I was thinking that myself. She
that
was a pretty dumb bitch, and now she's dead.
Well, her son committed suicide. Yeah, how smart is that? Yeah, really.
Hey. Before she dies, she's a rich motherfucker. I know that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Honestly, wait a minute. She wasn't that dumb.
I'm
you know what? I take that back. I take that back. She wasn't dumb because she got an old rich motherfucker, so she wasn't dumb at all.
Right.
She knew what
hey,
the hell
what
she was doing.
Yeah, but what are y'all? Because some of y'all motherfuckers say, oh, shit, that ain't dumb. That's just smart. That's just being slick. That's just using what you got. Y'all so fucking hypocritical. You're fucking
it's
female.
It's not hypocritical.
Yeah.
That's what
y'all
she
so
is. So I was
man.
Saying she's a dumb bitch. I got to take that back. I'm like, she had to have some kind of cunning to do what she did. Was it right? No.
Well,
but she had some kind of, you know.
White man. You don't have to be too smart to do that. You just gotta have some big breasts and be willing to let them touch you.
Some big breasts and a strong ass stomach, cause I'd be throwing up every day.
Okay. I'll be looking at him like he's a patient.
He'll be thinking you just sit with him. That's all. Like, oh, we both sit. We throw up together.
Yeah.
Shoot, buddy, be shitting on himself. I'd be like, oh, I don't know how many more times I can do this.
You know.
That's
pretty cool.
And it's right.
Oh, no. I may goddamn get me an old ass sugar mama and goddamn have to change her goddamn depends. If she a billionaire, she can leave everything to me.
She's going to be licking that record up.
I changed the depends for a couple of years. Bitch going to leave everything to me.
She's going to be like, see what I done? Come put my teeth up so I can give you some of
this fire head. Don't knock the fire head with the teeth. Just saying.
Come on it, baby.
Nah. That's
what you're
saying.
Come on,
massage
that thing.
Now, speaking of no teeth, Trey, I'm concerned about you about that good-looking dentist that ain't got no skills.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk around your mouth before it's time. You don't want to have your mouth before it's time. I'm just saying.
You can't tell what got what grade. They all got the certificates on the wall.
Whatever.
Doesn't say whether they was A on a roll, A B on a roll.
Okay, so say you find out. You feel me? Say you find out. Say the top dentist in your area, the best dentist in your area, is just one attractive motherfucker. You gonna go ahead and pick the next motherfucker because he don't look good? Let's say you just find out.
It depends on what his rates are at that point. Then it becomes an issue of money.
They are the same.
The grades don't matter, though. The grades don't matter, straight up. I ain't going to say that. I don't think the grades matter as long as he know what he's doing. But I don't know about that looking good, because you might be missing a few molars.
Well, no. If his teeth
I don't care if they look good. If you going to charge me less, damn that. I don't give a damn about none of that. I mean, you going to cut me a deal or what? I don't give a damn what you look like. With your put ass, you don't have some fine ass, you going to charge me less money? No.
Yeah. When they got the good looking people in the dentist, I was asked to charge you more because my rate's higher out here than they was in Florida.
Oh damn!
Because you getting the goddamn you show. You're going to get your teeth fixed, and you got some eye candy. You got two. Yeah, you got to test a little bit.
It ain't just a receptionist. It ain't just a receptionist. I'm talking about the hygienist. Everybody in there.
That's why you gonna pay more for this shit. So he's going to charge you more.
You can't even sleep with him. For what? Just to look at him? You want to pay extra just to... See, that's some dumb...
If you got it like that, if you're a rich-ass old motherfucker, you don't give a shit about the money. Hell yeah, I'm going to pick that motherfucking dentist
exactly.
Every time.
I'm talking about your group of people that you just listen to your show.
Oh, hell no. None
of y'all old and rich. No.
I'm just saying, if the money wasn't a motherfucking thing, nigga, yeah, I would. And like Tan said, that's his clientele. He ain't trying to get our business. He don't want our business. Fuck our business.
On top of that, if you got anesthesia, you can't see them because you're going to be knocked out.
Hey, man, one thing about it, if I had a choice of hiring the eye candy or not, I'm hiring the eye candy. It's going to bring me more babies.
We know, because you are
you
shallow.
You can teach somebody. You can teach
I am not shallow.
What you want them to
do. Why do you keep calling me shallow? I'm not shallow.
Well, look like
you're
a
right.
Cat like a duck.
Shay's right.
Shay's what?
You can't teach somebody what you want them to do. When in essence, you can't teach somebody how to be attractive, how to carry themselves, how to be personable. Those are things you just can't teach. You either got it or you don't, unfortunately.
You can pay for it. You can get them a surgery. Get their face done.
That's what jacked up people do. They get jobs.
Attractive people have the better personalities anyway. Most of the time, attractive people have great personalities. They do because they're so outgoing and they always have to be up in people's face because they're more people person because they had to grow up their whole life with people wanting to be in their face because they fucking attractive. They can handle it better than an unattractive person. Now, that's just fucking true. Yeah.
You can teach somebody, you know, how to do what you need, but you can't teach other, I mean, what comes with being, I mean, y'all know, come on, everybody on this line is an attractive person, and you know what I'm talking about. You know, the qualities you have, you can't teach that. You either got it or you don't.
Yeah.
True. I mean, I you kind of born with the personality. I've been like this all my life, you know.
That's
so,
what I'm saying.
You know, you have it, but being attractive gives you more confidence, and I have to be honest and say I have more confidence around people that are less attractive and people that are more attractive. That's why I kind of shy away, because if they come across funky, I don't like cussing people out, so I just avoid them altogether. I will cuss you out, but I don't like it. So if I speak to you, and normally if I say hi to an attractive lady, like you walk in, you know, to the grocery store, you know, hey, good morning, how you doing? Or an attractive fella, you know, how you doing? They just looking all crazy. I know some people up north, they just not used to that stuff. But then if you look good, I be thinking in my mind, bitch, I do. Like, bitch, you know, or fucker, or something.
That's a whole other issue right there. You know what I'm saying? That's some counseling needed right there. You know what I'm saying?
It might be, but I be like, fucker, you know, bitch. You know, shit.
Gotta take the whole line. Coming over the line.
They come out, they end up being like, oh, ugly bitch. Like, you know, you ain't all that.
Like, you cute.
You can be ugly as fuck. You can be nice. I mean, beautiful. And fucked up on the inside. And you just ugly to me.
That's what I was talking about beautiful people, ugly people, and, you know, everybody that look good ain't always good on the inside.
All right. I'll end it on that note, people. We got 17 minutes of extra footage for these goddamn hating motherfuckers to listen to.
Hey, one more thing.
Go ahead.
One more thing for the look. One more thing. I'm telling y'all right now, here in Arizona, for people who think they're ugly, they got HD. HD liposuction.
Shut up.
Just saw it on TV last night.
Damn.
I promise Jesus is real. HD liposuction. So if y'all wanna be fine and in high def, come on out here to Arizona.
That's crazy.
What the fuck is HD?
People are coming from Mexico to have it done. Seriously.
Shut up.
That is crazy.
I don't know.
Because people call shallow, so folks don't want somebody to look like.
Why are you calling people shallow? Because they don't want to be around no ugly motherfuckers. I'm not shallow. I just don't want to be around a bunch of ugly bitches. I'm just saying. What the fuck I look like? Shit.
So to go with that HD personality, come on out here to Arizona and get your HD look up. For real.
But I mean, that they can get, like, real close to you and okay.
And it look like you didn't have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, what, do
they have breast
augmentation
like that? I need to go out there and get some.
Shut up. I'm going to hang up on that note. I'm going to hang up. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Crazy. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.